Then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I like rape.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm happy to say. You are on the radio.
Oh, super. Yeah, I was interested in, you brought up the Kyoto Accords, which has always interested me. I'm sorry, it's late.
Oh, we're not offended. We're sympathetic.
The discussion
The very mention of what we did, makes everyone stammer, because it was so careless and so stupid and so unconcerned about the rest of life.
Which part was that?
Opting out of the Kyoto Accord, saying that's not for us.
Oh. Yeah, that too. But the reason, one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, you started to talk about the difference between the different grades of oil, like light crude and kerosene, and kerosene is distilled. Sweet light crude?
Right.
See, I was thinking that sweet light crude was the lubricant that Mike O'Mara used on his bully stick when he shoved it in the fuselage.
I wonder whether we can count on anything that's more inappropriate than that this morning. I don't know. Let's see.
The Don and Mike Show.
Blank my blank and blank you.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's say hi to Joe again.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there, Joe.
You're a goddamn genius.
I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Right. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst.
Oh.
Don, Mike?
Yeah.
The tribe has spoken.
Okay.
Wow. Nice hearing from you. I was looking for some more Hi Joe stuff.
So good. Hi, Joe.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show. SHI Thursday.
Wonderful Thursday.
Right. Phone numbers you heard. 877-365. 36, 36. I am loaded with piss and vinegar today. Ready?
You ready to go?
Ready for this. Here's what I got for you. The first break alone. I'd like to talk about any of these things. Idol. Okay, enough. I've burned out on the bad auditions.
The timing is perfect. They're on the Hollywood. You're done. You're done with that. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
But, Mike, the number, well, this is just one of the things that I'd like to discuss. The number that they threw out last night, something like 170 schmucks that made the cut.
And they're going to go through them? They're going to go through them like one of those combines you'd see out in the Midwest.
They better go through them like S through a goose.
They're going to do it next week.
Now, there better be some bloodshed on American Idol. Number two. Rush Limbaugh, have you heard his comments?
No, I heard a little taste of it.
He's a smart man.
Just a little taste. Yeah. I can't imagine why he's not still doing color commentary on Monday Night Football.
Rush Limbaugh. Crazy racist, Rush Limbaugh.
Crazy racist.
Rush Spiewak. Also, we've got some tapes. Stars of Tomorrow Today. I was kind of teasing that.
Hi, Joe.
He's one of our stars of Tomorrow Today.
Fantastic.
We have a brand new tape, but of course on this show, when it's a brand new tape, it's really an old tape.
Like hundreds of years old.
But it seems to be a good one. It's Mommy Dearest, Joan Crawford.
Oh, the real Mommy Dearest.
Drunk at an airport, doing an interview drunk.
I heard probably 2 seconds of that tape, and I just want more.
Let me Jesus. Also, man, do I have a problem with these preachy bitches that are showing up everywhere on TV, on radio, in the newspapers to yell at mommies who want to have play dates where they have a glass of wine together. This goddamn PC-ness in our country is crazy. I watched the other day on the Today Show and then today read in the newspaper. We are so policing ourselves that the thought now that if moms get together and have a play date with the kids, there are people that want to take the kids away if the moms have a glass of wine while they're watching
That's
the kids.
Not right.
This is nuts. Also,
now, when I was a boy, my mom had the neighbor ladies over and they used a beer bong.
Mike, interns, we need them. We got to talk about that.
Okay.
Cougars, we need them.
Yeah. Need cougars.
We got to talk about that. And then there, of course, is the Andy Williams ticket debacle.
What?
So, yeah. Oh, and also, touch a hand, make a friend in radio. Those are all of the various topics.
That is a lot. We don't have enough time on the show today to do that.
That's only for the first break.
Oh. Yeah, that's not possible.
That's only for the first break.
That's not going to happen.
So pick and choose.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready and I'm set. Where do we start?
Start him tomorrow tonight?
Yes, of course.
Fine. Here we go. Let's start there. Let me put his tape in.
Who would this lad be?
Well, he is a star of tomorrow today, Mike.
Okay. You're not going to offer up any more information as far as who he might be?
He's incredibly talented.
I can tell by that one tape.
He has a public access show.
Okay.
Friend of Joe's, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is a friend of Joe's.
Hi, Joe.
There he is.
And we are trying desperately to find this cat.
Okay.
Live from Little City Studios in Palatine, Illinois, it's the Merrill Howard Kalin Show with the host and star of the show, the great gourmet himself, Merrill Kalin.
Welcome. Hi, this is the Merrill Howard Kalin Show, and I am the host. Is Merrill Howard Kalin.
And we have audio that goes along with it.
Is this a cooking show?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
He's a handsome lad.
Oh, we have video, too.
And he has no worries about salmonella.
Ah, good. That's a good thing.
He should have worries.
So in other words, the food is handled in kind of a rough way?
I believe so.
Absolutely. I see.
And so for tonight is how to cook chicken.
Ah, chicken. Well, there's
a
dangerous...
Is how to cook chicken.
It's a dangerous subject.
First thing is, we got chicken here on the table.
Very good.
First thing, we're going to teach you how to take the skin off the chicken. That's how you do it. You take the chicken off with your fingers. That's to be the best thing.
It gets good.
Stars of tomorrow today.
Excellent. It gets good. And then there's that Joan Crawford thing.
Miss Crawford, this is the first time I can ever remember you being out of action in your career.
I'm never out of action. I'm doing a six-city tour, and you're sweet to come down here.
Hello.
I understand you are going to make a movie with an Italian production company. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Are you bored?
Where did you find her, Miss Crawford?
Oh, I always pick up children.
Wow. Well, how about that?
Pretty good.
Peel the skin off.
This is working already.
And like this. Then you see it was okay. There's no fat on... Make sure there's no fat on the chicken.
Yeah, gotcha. No fat on the chicken.
And let's add some phone calls to this merry mix.
Very good.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong number.
It's a lie.
Hello? No.
That's a lie.
Hello?
Caught you. You know that's a lie.
C-Word Anonymous.
That's a lie.
This is C-Word Anonymous. Hi, C. What's your name?
Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Who's this?
Are you taking your love to town?
Yes, I want Buzz.
I want Buzz, so you didn't have the wrong number. Now, why did you start your phone call?
Number at all.
Why did you start your phone call with a lie? With a lousy lie.
I'm a liar.
I was trying to... Maybe it's Joan Crawford that's got me talking like Judy Garland.
Well, you are a liar. All right, well, then I take it back when I said this was C-Word Anonymous, because obviously you're not anonymous. Everybody knows this about you. You're a liar. What else can we do for you, ma'am?
Okay, Ruby,
is that Rob? Is he mimicking me.
Are you wearing adult diapers right now, driving 900 miles?
No, but you wish I were.
How are your ruby red grapefruits?
What was it like being in space? Why did you want that astronaut so bad?
And
oh,
what,
my God.
What were you going to do with the metal hammer?
Yeah.
With the mallet?
Who is this?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is the,
no, I have to know.
This is the Bitchley Calcorn Company.
Yeah. How you doing today, Annie?
Good.
Annie Wilkes on the phone.
Would you like some of our Bitchley Calcorn?
I have to know who this is first.
It's called hobbling.
Hobbling. I want to talk to Buzz.
Buzz, talk to the woman.
I'm here. Hi, Ruby. How are you?
Oh, my God. It's you.
I'm, oh, my God. It's you.
Oh, my God, it's you.
That's so good.
I love Buzz.
Oh, that's really nice. And I'd love an explanation on that tape,
Ruby,
too.
I really don't mind the lying.
Buzz doesn't care.
Oh, you know what? You look younger than you really are,
that's
don't
right.
you?
That's right.
You
thank
look
you.
So good.
Well, thank
I am
you,
so
Ruby.
In love with you.
Well, that's very nice. And how do you look, Ruby?
I love your voice.
Oh,
every
thank
time
you.
I hear it on the radio, I just like, oh, well,
not listening.
That?
The celebrity well, you most resemble.
You're listening
Ruby.
To him, Mike.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, very nice.
Mariah Carey.
I'm yes. sure.
I'm just not as tall as she is.
Even
she's
if that's
very
a lie.
Tall.
But you're the same weight. Even if that's a lie, I'm okay with it.
No, I really do. A lot of people say I look like Mariah.
What are you wearing right now?
An adult diaper. And a NASA space suit. Driving a rental car from Houston to Orlando.
Ruby, are you wearing just a towel?
That's all I think about.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's all
I'm
you think about? That's
us.
Sad.
Oh,
that's
my, weird. My.
Ruby, why won't
that's
you acknowledge our
married?
Presence, Ruby?
Are you
Ruby?
Married?
And where is your dad, Jack?
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby.
Are you wearing slippers?
Are you wearing a red dress? Ruby red dress?
If she was wearing Ruby, she'd be wearing the Ruby slippers.
No,
and
I red,
just
but
had
I don't wear it.
That queer song, Coral Ruby Red Dress.
Who did that?
Helen Reddy. Speaking of women who look like men, Helen Reddy. Darling, why is it that you must ignore Mike and I? Why can't we even get a token hello from you when you call? When we pick up the phone, you feign as you don't know what's going on. Mm. We verbally assault you. You do not even acknowledge it. You just wait to hear the voice of your sweet Buzz. Why can't you say hello to the gatekeepers?
Buzz baby.
Honey,
she just ignored us again.
Buzz could be the star.
Ruby, say hi to Don and Mike, please.
Hey, Don and Mike.
My friends.
Hey, Cal.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, what's happening, you pig?
Do people ever call you Donnie?
Friends do.
Oh, hey, Donnie and Mikey.
Hey, I don't like the Mikey.
I don't like Mikey at all.
And Robbie. How about Robbie?
Why don't you keep your hot, boozy breath to yourself?
Isn't it about time for you to go shave your tongue?
You guys are just a bunch of horny dogs.
Well, that's true. And that's the first thing you said that's true.
Oh,
that's
Ruby.
Gross.
You painted up your lips
I
and rolled curly tinted hair.
Hey, Ruby, we're playing a song for you.
Oh, Ruby, are you contemplating taking your love somewhere?
Ruby, are you contemplating?
I have to admit.
I love it.
I truly love this song.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it. I love you guys.
Do you like it better than Lucille? As long as we're going through the Kenny Rogers collection.
Yeah, much more.
How could there be any song better than Lucille?
It's right here.
Kenny Rogers is kind of a hippie, right? Kind of a...
This is right after the first edition.
An absent child.
Don't take your love to...
You know who wrote it?
Glenn Campbell?
Mel Tillis.
No. Wasn't it Glenn?
No, I must be wrong because of your hot, boozy breath.
Anyway, darling, here you are with Buzz. Go ahead. Just talk to Buzz. That's why you called, Ruby.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, are you married?
Yes, I am, Ruby.
You are?
Yes, I am.
I thought you were divorced.
How about you? Not yet.
He's in an open marriage, though, Ruby.
Not yet.
How about you, Ruby?
Not yet.
He's in an open marriage. Ruby. What's your status?
No, I don't date married men.
Ah, well.
But Buzz's marriage is very open, Ruby.
I'll get right on that.
No.
Hi, Joe.
I don't go for that.
Okay. Are you married, Ruby?
No, I'm not.
Ever been?
Yes, once when I was 19.
Why did he leave, Ruby?
I left.
You left him.
How many pounds ago was that?
What?
How many pounds ago was that?
Oh, you think I'm fat?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think you're fat. I think you're fat.
Oh, P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
That baby.
It's a compliment.
Hey, Ruby.
Oh.
Ruby?
Yeah?
Ruby
what?
Tuesday? What
yes.
is your What is your favorite dessert?
Chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. No hesitation. I'm the key giveaway. I am glad that's our litmus test.
Yeah.
Anybody who likes chocolate.
Sure. Right. Okay. How fat am I?
I would say you're under 5'5". Is that true?
Is that yes.
Right. So you're under 5'5" and you weigh over 200 pounds.
Oh no! So I'm 325.
325.
Are you effed up? You do sound like you're under the influence of something, ma'am.
No, I'm not.
You really weigh 325?
You listen to the breathing.
This is how I always found. I am trying to get over a cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Cold.
Because it's...
Cold.
Cold. You know what I find knocks a cold out is a nice loaf of bread.
Chocolate bread.
Maybe you need some penicillin.
Why do you think all women are fat?
Are you looking for love, Ruby?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Ruby,
Ruby,
not,
that breathing, Jesus.
I've not yet determined that you're fat, although smelling what just came through the telephone leading me down that primrose path. Ruby, the reason that we have intimated that you're a fat or a pig is because you have poured all of your attention on Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Really? He likes fat pigs.
Wow.
You've made them jealous, Ruby.
Wow.
Ruby, are you really 325 pounds?
No, honey, I'm not.
Well, honey, how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
And how much do you weigh, honey?
I weigh 122.
Ah, 122? Rob, you're shaking your head like you don't believe her.
I mean, she might be on the level about that.
I think she might be on the level.
I believe she is firmly between Rachel Ray and Monique.
It's all right with me.
Who's Monique?
Exactly.
Monique has beautiful eyes.
So do I.
Baby, didn't I see you wearing that those yellow stretch pants on American Idol?
No.
They showed
her name, Ruby?
And didn't I see you on the Extreme Makeover show that Carla made me watch while I was eating my dinner last night, while I came home, and it was a woman who had rotted teeth, she didn't have any hair, she had liposuction, and when they went to the scene where they were working on her teeth, I was just about to cut into my turkey breast. And let me tell you, it almost all came up.
Oh, that is good.
It was frustrating.
Hey, Ruby.
Yes?
Do you approve of Eddie Murphy's portrayal of you in Norbit?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. I think you'll be very pleased.
Well, seen it.
Who am I speaking with?
All of us.
You're speaking with Buzz.
We're all...
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
This is a song for Ruby.
This is for you, Ruby.
Hey, Ruby, I had a whole list of things I wanted to discuss. Are you done?
Buzz, will you serenade me?
Well, actually, Kenny Rogers is serenading you right now, Ruby, on my behalf.
I'm sure Buzz will. Go ahead, Buzz. Sing to the lady. Squire her a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, the sound stylings of Buzz Burbank. Take it, Buzz.
Hold on.
Don't take your love to town.
You know, you would have really enjoyed that if your donut-eating mouth hadn't had to open as soon as he was singing.
She was swooning, Mike. She was swooning.
I'm just getting lost in this song.
And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be.
Are you listening, Ruby?
Yeah, I love it. Love every minute of it. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Needs company.
Buzz, perfect, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You
now,
have more Buzz.
Add props to Buzz.
I'm swooning.
That's
now.
How you start a show. That is how
he
you
start. He needs to do more of that singing.
Singing. He should do more of that singing.
Just excited,
Mike. How can you hear us when your ears are blocked with lasagna? You have pasta in every orifice.
Ruby, what are you wearing right now? Seriously.
Lingerie.
Really?
And I'm touching myself.
Oh my Lord.
I don't think we can say that, Kenny.
Sure you can, Kenny. Sure you can. She meant that in a non-sexual way.
Really?
Yeah, she was touching
her earlobe.
Touching her nose, doing a sobriety test.
Walking on her earlobe like Carol Burnett.
Right. Say the
Can I get beeped out?
No.
Say the alphabet backwards, please, Ruby.
C-W-X-Y-Z.
Oh, dear.
No, I can't do that.
I'm afraid you're going to have to come down to the station.
I failed all the tests, but when I went to the station, I was 0.05.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that good? That's pretty good. I got out of it.
Yes, Ruby, where are you calling from?
Under the wire.
No, I can't say because it's like Clinton Place here.
Well, you're roughly a general
area. How about
a
state or a town?
A town. Just give us a region.
It's the Northeast.
The Northeast. You're not too paranoid.
Peyton's Place.
What you hope is Saturday night, and I put my head on my pillow and feel I've done everything I could to get ready for this game. Now let's go out there and play it.
Gomer says hey. The Northeast, you said it's like Peyton Place, but if it's Peyton Place, you mean, are you talking about your work environment?
No, the whole state.
Peyton Place is an olden time daytime soap opera.
I know you can figure it out. You're smart enough to do that.
Well, you're wearing lingerie, so you can't be at the office.
No. Mike, I did hear like an office phone.
So she's a liar. We've established that. So she's not wearing. She might be wearing lingerie underneath.
No, lie.
I don't think so. I think she's wearing big grandma-sized panties. Also, not a bad lie.
They're actually sexy, lacy boys.
I am going to stick with my original thought of adult diapers and the astronaut suit.
Are you having fun? You're not being very productive at work today.
No, I'm not. It's slow right now. We're very slow. Everything's kind of just in the snow. You know?
You work in the medical profession, don't you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Never get any samples, Ruby?
Are you the person that has to go down the hallway to the bathroom and take the little yellow cup back to the testing area?
No, it's not that medically involved.
Hey, Ruby, we heard that meth freaks in Minnesota are so desperate for their meth that they will actually drink the samples of other meth users. Isn't that a crazy turn on?
Is that like the urine part of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that crazy?
The meth retains its chemical properties.
Do we still have our affiliate in Rochester?
Yeah, sure.
Perhaps he's a big polar bear calling from an igloo in Rochester, where they're getting like, aren't they getting a foot of snow today? More than that?
6 feet of snow, something like that in Rochester?
Wow. No, you know where Peyton Place is.
Where is Peyton Place? Buzz, you got any...
I don't remember.
What you hope is Saturday night, and I can put my head on my pillow and feel I've done everything I could to get ready for this.
Stop it. Let's get out of this call. Buzz, why don't you just serenade her out of here?
You know why?
I'm sorry. Wrong button.
I like it when we have all these plates going.
Buzz,
all right, you guys. Take care.
Listen to Buzz.
Love you, Buzz.
Ruby, I realize.
Where's my music?
He's still singing. Oh, here it is, Buzz.
But it won't be long until I'm not around.
Here you go. This is for you, honey.
Oh, Ruby. Your love to time.
Oh, listen to her. Yeah.
Somebody's got a puddle.
Somebody's playing in the puddle right now.
How about you, Ruby?
Thank you very much.
Hideous.
Thank you, Ruby.
Hideous.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
All right, off you go.
Off you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ruby. Keep in touch.
Why don't chicks like us?
Because we're a-holes.
I bet I know what Ruby says a lot in her medical profession.
What?
For God's sake, turn around.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
what's happening? Hey, hello.
Restaurant that's in Springfield, where Braddock Road and Oakey Mill Road meet.
What was it? What was that? I didn't catch that bulletin.
The Peyton Place is actually the name of a restaurant Springfield. That's where Oakey Mill Road and Braddock Road meet.
I'm sure it's a play, though, friend, on the old-time soap opera.
Never even. You know what? I'm pretty young.
Right, really don't know. Thank you. There you go. There you've kind of said it all. I really don't know now, do you? Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's taking the wind out of our sails again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike, how did you not know Peyton Place is in Maine?
I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that where it took place? I'm not, really? Peyton Place.
Yeah, it was back east.
Peyton Place is a little before my time.
Like even like black and white daytime drama?
Peyton Place is before your time.
Nighttime, prime time, and I think Ryan O'Neal was in it. I'm checking
out. Wouldn't you and I have been in single digits when Peyton Place was on the air? Wouldn't we have been like 6, 7, 8, 9, something like that?
I think so.
You watched Walter Peyton.
It comes from a book, so it actually is.
And a movie, right?
Well, everybody knows on this show I don't read.
But it's from Maine. Somewhere probably mid-coast, I think, is what they said.
Well, I mean, it's not a real place in Maine.
No, not at all.
All right, so there you have it.
Fiction. It's a made-up place.
You could tell that cow was from Maine, no doubt about that.
Hey. So you think she was from Maine?
Oh, absolutely.
She didn't have a Maine accent.
Well, she had the same area code as this guy.
Okay, well, this guy's got a little bit of a Maine accent. She didn't sound like that.
207, right?
But, sir, if you're from Maine, you know the average weight of women in Maine.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than what she said. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that. You got some. Well, they got to have a lot of meat on their bones for the winner.
Peyton Place.
What is it, Bob?
Mia Farrow, Ryan O'Neal.
Got it.
In the series.
It ran from 1964 to 1969.
Exactly. That's why it was ahead of our time.
Kind of right in our wheelhouse. Yeah, we were like 6 or 7. I'm sure our moms watched it, right?
Yep. Moms probably watched it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can you guys send Ruby home? She's late for her milking.
Ruby the cow.
Yeah, you're right. Our moms would watch it while they were drinking.
It's true.
Back when you could do that and not have some bitch get on the Today Show and yell at you about it.
And smoking.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Heavily.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Potter's Place is actually based in New Hampshire at a place called... Potter's Place.
We didn't
Travelogue Thursday on the Don and Mike show.
I don't think there's any reason to bring up Potter's Place.
Mr.
Why, you've invaded our show right at the beginning.
How you doing? This is Rand McNally.
I'm Mr. Potter.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thanks.
I had a quick question for Buzz. I just ordered a bottle of absinthe off of thegreenfairy.org, and yeah. I was wondering what his preferred method of consuming it would be.
It'll come with instructions. We've been over on the show, but you'll figure it out.
Buzz likes to freeze his and take it in suppository form.
Cold water and sugar, that's all you need.
Cold water, sugar, and an ice tray.
What about the lighting of the sugar cube on fire?
That's a ritual. You don't have to do that.
Is no one paying attention to me today?
You can either use a Bic lighter.
Or all you need is a comb and stove.
Save the lighter for heroin.
All right, well, I'll try the suppository first.
Very good.
Isn't that always Buzz's motto?
Yeah.
Save the lighter. Hey, man, don't do me that lighter.
Right.
Save that lighter for the H.
For the horse.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Sharon Tate starred in Peyton's Place. The late Sharon Tate. Sorry.
Sharon Tate was...
Charlie Manson.
Manson murders.
Hey, yeah, Charlie Manson.
Oh!
There he is, the great Charlie M.
The great Charlie M.
Charlie M!
You made me...
You made me pop your eye out for Charlie M!
Charlie L.
Oh!
I guess I shouldn't have prefaced that with the great.
Charlie M, the great Charlie.
The great Charlie Manson. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What the heck is a wheelhouse? I've heard that mentioned several times.
Wheelhouse would be when someone says something that is in your area of expertise.
Ah, okay. Thank you for the education.
Wheelhouse is where the captain lives. It's where you steer the boat. It's where everything comes from. It's where you direct the ship.
It's what you know. It's in your
wheelhouse.
It's in your wheelhouse.
Dumbass.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Wow. Hey, it's Loud Radio Up Guy. What's happening?
What's going on, hey? The other day I saw Mike at the bar and I walked up to him and I said, hey. And he said, hey. And I go, hey, man, why you got your fingers in your drink? And he told me I'm just getting my date drunk.
I'm trying to figure. Well, technically, it was a joke, but I'm trying to figure it out.
It could have really happened though at your bar. It was a bad joke, right? That the guy said he was trying.
Break the joke down.
You had your fingers in a drink because you were trying to get your date drunk.
Fingers. Oh, my hand.
Yeah, exactly.
My hand. Right.
I'm trying to think if it would have been funny.
No,
not really. You know, it's funny.
Hi, Joe!
Funny.
He's funny.
Funny.
Miss Crawford, this is the first time I can ever remember you being out of action in your career.
I'm never out of action.
Funny.
I'm never out of action.
Funny.
And
hold on. Rush Limbaugh. We got to touch on this also before we hit our first break here.
Please.
So we have an exciting... Don't we have the exciting guest coming up next, Ronnie?
We do.
Hey! Keep it in your pants. Okay. Let's not give away all the company secrets here.
So, what about the open-minded Rush Limbaugh?
Here we go. Rush Limbaugh, who got fired from ESPN because of his whole thing with Donovan McNabb being black, now says, that Rex Grossman is being dumped on because he's white.
Jesus.
That,
what a dumbass.
That people didn't want Rex Grossman to win the game because he's white. Now, never mind the fact that there are two black coaches in the Super Bowl, and hello, the other guy, Peyton Manning, is whiter than Rex Grossman can ever possibly hope to be.
What the hell is he talking about? He is so completely out of whack. He is
drugs.
So off. I think it's the drug.
The drugs. Yeah.
Let me see. Before we go to break, I got to get it off my chest. I was at the game. The game is what it was. I can't handle any more press criticism of Rex Grossman. They're writing his name W-R-E-C-K-S. Blah, 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 blah.
Did Rush Limbaugh watch the game? He was a spaz in the game.
Hold on. Here we go. I know what it is. The media, blah, blah, they have concerns. Rex Grossman, for one, folks, one reason only. They are dumping on him because he is a white quarterback.
Yeah, because they're so rare in the NFL.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Hold on a second. There's more that said, they're talking about it before the game. It's the worst quarterback ever to play in the Super Bowl. Blah, blah, blah. Rex Grossman can actually complete a pass. You know, this has nothing to do with race. This is just the guy sucks.
And the guy tripped over his own feet during the game.
Because he's white.
And he had a season. Now, you know this better than I do. Did he not have a season where he was kind of a spaz even though they got as far as they did?
He's a total retard. Everybody had to stand up constantly and say, Rex is our quarterback because we're 15-3 with
right.
Rex. We believe in Rex. We believe in Rex.
But he was prone to terrible performances,
he was,
correct?
Yes, he was either very good or very bad. And he was.
And that's why he was getting dumped on at the Super Bowl, because yeah. They were saying, is he going to have the big meltdown, which he kind of did.
I have no idea how Rush Limbaugh goes to whiteness on this.
I don't know, and I think he's probably not going to get called on it. I really don't think
he's like a cockroach. He survives all this.
He'll survive this.
He survives everything.
Let me see. I'm just reading the transcript here. They're all over this guy. They can't wait for this guy to fail. They're hoping he fails. Well, yes, dumbass, Jeff Christie. That's how America works. We build people up. We tear them down, and we like to see themselves jump back up again. But this has nothing to do with race.
It does to Rush.
With
it has everything to do with athletic performance.
That's because
something Rush Limbaugh probably isn't all that familiar with anyway.
He is a white quarterback. They want this. Here's more quotes. He later insisted in a conversation with the caller that they just want this guy not to do well because he's a white quarterback and that he was targeted for destruction.
Right.
God.
We're
going
to do that with all the white quarterbacks.
Jesus. This guy's going to, you know, give him more time.
That's what I say. Give him more time.
Hey, Rush, as a member of you know, the luckiest generation, and by that I mean white American growing up right now.
White American males?
Yes. First, you've already hit the lucky stick. White, hello, lucky,
right.
American, lucky, male, lucky.
Okay.
Rex Grossman is just a dorky white guy.
And he's dorky. And he's kind of soft. And we joked about him. Because, I mean, did race... In any way.
No, this is
play
a
into this absolutely.
This is a made up.
Not.
This is a made up issue. I don't know how much you're going to hear about this.
Is he trying to mobilize
today.
His base by doing this? Is
Rob,
he trying to do this?
Did your KKK beeper go off?
I didn't get any memo.
You didn't get a page or anything from Rush Limbaugh about this?
No,
Jesus.
Because it seems to me to be like the wackiest story of all time.
But it also seems to me that it speaks to perhaps his deeper beliefs,
his mindset. Yeah.
His mindset,
right.
Which I think if you were able to really, I think if you got him under the hot lights,
mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah, of man. All the guys, you know, O'Reilly laughs at Rush Limbaugh. O'Reilly would be able to handle it. I don't think Limbaugh would be able to handle
not
it.
Not up to it.
Because it sounds to me, if he's talking this kind of
who's
crap.
Who's feeding him this, though?
This is coming out of his fat brain.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, this, like I was trying to articulate, this is not even a good racist argument. You could go to 1,000 people of different colors and say, what about this guy Rex Grossman? Like, the last thing you would say is that he's white or he's black. First it would be, Jesus Christ, the guy can't throw a pass to save his life. The guy can't hold on to the friggin' football. The guy can't call a play. The guy doesn't watch the play clock. The guy's retarded. Everybody around him is just standing. And then, oh yeah, he's also white. But so's the other guy.
Right. This is probably...
So's number 18.
This is probably a guy that is never really questioned on anything and makes these statements, and everybody says, you're absolutely right, Rush. I mean, look at the groups that he speaks to. I mean, you're not
sure.
Talking about a guy that's going to go down, you know, and speak to the, you know, the business league of Harlem very often.
No.
You know, you're talking about a guy that is really around these people. Rush, you know he's going to get that, too. I heard what you said about poor old Rex Grossman. I couldn't agree more.
Hold on,
Rush.
The others, here's the caller. The caller says, I want to say I appreciate the fact that you're having compassion for Grossman.
God.
And this is after Rush Limbaugh says that they're dumping on him because he's white.
Right.
And then the caller says, he's a Hoosier, by the way.
Ah, here we go, yeah.
And Limbaugh says, yeah. And then the caller says it's a team effort, and Limbaugh cuts him off and says, yeah, they're all over this guy. It's because he's a white quarterback.
Wow. I think he's still mad about the two black coaches in the Super Bowl thing? Is that what Rush is upset about?
Maybe,
maybe with that much attention being directed on that particular subject. Rush, he couldn't handle it.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi.
How are you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. Listen, I have listened to this guy, Rush, a few times. I cannot stand it. Is it this guy is in love with himself or what? Because every time he comes on, first thing he always say, I am living legend of broadcast.
Listen, hold on. First, please, you sound like the guy on our tapes, for goodness sake.
Hi, Joe.
Really do. And second, there's nothing wrong with having an inflated ego. Most people do.
Well, and also, you'd be the first person to tell people that the whole bluster thing and the pompous.
It's all BS.
It's the act. Yeah. It's what is his routine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, Megadiddles, on your Rush topic, you know, he claims that people that are rich like himself are members of the Lucky Donor Sperm Club.
So, in other words, that if they breed, they will provide, what, a super race?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. I can hear him saying that. Yeah. So, in other words, his sperm would be more valuable than other people's.
Sure.
Oh, he's gross.
Hello, not at my show.
God.
No way.
It's pretty, it's got to smell bad, too. Not that it normally smells great, but his really
different.
Has to smell bad. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Different would be the
different.
Word.
Different.
Odd. Hello.
Just a strange, noticeably.
Hey,
not right.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike. Say, this doesn't smell like number three.
What do you think of this? It's noticeable.
Thanks. Some guy just said
thanks,
the F.
Thanks, idiot.
Some guy just said the F bomb for no reason.
And that's all he said.
He panicked.
We put the guy on the air and he just said OS.
Jesus.
It was Rex Grossman.
That's because he was white.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll pick this up in a second. We have the Rush Limbaugh audio, right?
Yes, we do.
Where the what button is that on, Robbie?
Where is it?
I don't know.
K.
For KKK?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I see Christina Aguilera. I see. Oh, here we go. All right.
And before we go to the break here, folks, I got to get something off my chest. You know, the game was the game, and the game was what it was. But I can't handle any more press criticism of Rex Grossman. They write his name WRECKS. They just worst quarterback ever to play in the Super Bowl.
Now at this point, you know, if you hear this, you think, well, maybe he's just on a sports rant.
Right.
But it's all right. Maybe he's just like rooting for the underdog. How come everybody's giving Rex Grossman such a hard time?
Saying back off Rex Grossman. He's not that bad.
And it's been like this since the Green Bay game. Actually, since the Arizona game, a little crescendo of it in the Green Bay game. Last game of the season for the Bears. And it's just unrelenting. It's just they're focusing on this guy like they don't focus on anybody. And I tell you, I know what it is. The media, the sports media has got social concerns that they are first and foremost interested in. And they're dumping on this guy, Rex Grossman, for one reason, folks.
Why?
And that's because he is a white quarterback.
There you have it.
Have you ever heard of more?
Try to spin out of that, Rush.
How can there be a more retarded statement concerning sports in this day and age than that?
And the thing is, he follows the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, anybody that follows the game, even, you know, not even an avid fan it is, knows it has nothing to do with that.
It is moronic that we have to explain it, because everybody knows that the story at the game was the two black coaches,
right.
the whiteness or the blackness.
It really makes me wonder about what his real agenda is.
I think, you know, Buzz, beyond the coaches, I think his agenda seriously might be now the fact that I believe we have turned a corner where you don't think anymore if a quarterback is black or white.
Right.
I really don't
right.
really
so either.
You don't. And I think even your most diehard racist, hi Rob, would say, you know, at this point, All I want is a guy who can throw the friggin' ball and make the plays. I don't care if he's white or black. We have worked our way to that point in society
well,
now.
Well, you know, it's not. It's also the knock on Joe Biden when he came out and he was talking about Barack Obama, because I think most people, really, I do believe most people in this country think, oh, okay, you know, he's a black candidate for president. It's not where it was way back when Jesse Jackson was running. We've turned that corner.
How do you possibly, if there's anyone who supports Rush Limbaugh,
he has to turn the corner up.
Please call right now and tell me how you possibly believe this theory that the hatred for Rex Grossman, and everybody needs a story for the Super Bowl, and hatred is too heavy a word.
And is the agenda that he's talking about? He says there's a social agenda on the part of the sports media. So the social agenda would be what?
Criticize.
To get rid of all the white quarterbacks and replace them with black quarterbacks?
Right.
Is that what?
We've only just
that
started.
Is so completely well, ludicrous.
Well, Mike, it's already happened. Rush Limbaugh, I've got to tell you, it's already happened, friends.
Oh, my God.
The cotton pickers are throwing the pig skin.
This guy cannot be allowed to get away with this.
Hold on,
he always does.
Hold on, we do have some Rush supporters, unless these are all just goof calls. Hello, Ron.
Hello, guys.
Oh, hold on a second. Buzz has a show business bulletin.
Breaking news. Reality star Anna Nicole Smith was found unresponsive at her Hard Rock hotel room in Hollywood, Florida this morning. Taken to a hospital, according to a local report, paramedics were pumping her chest when they took her out of the hotel.
I've wanted to pump her chest for a long time.
We'll tell you more when we know it.
Well, she might have gone the way of her,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That was one of my fantasies.
How long ago was that?
This is a few hours ago, apparently.
Wow.
The word's just not getting out.
That's too bad for Annie Nicole Smith.
Would you like me to do my impression?
Would you please? Ladies and gentlemen. My friend, Mike O'Meara.
Nice.
Doing the entire Gorshin thing, turning around.
Thank my buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. You have taken the air out of our sails, Buzz.
Sorry. I knew you'd want to know, though.
You know why that story is going to be covered?
Why?
Because she's white.
That's right.
Because she's white.
Sure.
That's why. Well, all these.
If that was Whitney Houston, they wouldn't be covering it.
No. All these Rush Limbaugh guys got to hold on a second because we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, yes. If it isn't Dr. Ironside.
Ah, if it isn't Dr. I had no friends when I was growing up, so all I did was watch TV by myself, which is why I can now make constant pop culture references, which no one understands but me.
That's my name. Don't wear that.
Okay.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
There was more than love in Kayla Hilton's tummy.
Really?
I just want to tell everybody listening, it's J.O. time. Male listeners, you'll want to go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We got a damn sexy picture of Kayla Hilton's 93-pound cyst.
She related to Nikki or Paris?
Let's find out, Mike. Here she is. Kayla!
Yes?
Here she is. Welcome to the show, Kayla.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm Don. Here's my best buddy, Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla.
Mike is just getting a look at that picture right now. Remember, NSFW, guys.
Right?
R-O-F-L.
Mm-hmm. Right.
L-O-L. Work it. Work it real good.
93 pounds.
Kayla, could you tell us how you went through this agony of having a 93-pound cyst that you didn't even know was there?
I went through it just fine. I had me a nice nap.
Huh. Did you?
I had me a nice nap.
You sound like you're doing well now. Did you have any knowledge of this being in your body?
About a month before it was removed, yeah. We had just found out because my doctor had, she had a feeling that there was something, a tumor or something, because it was hard, and they kept saying fat isn't hard. And we finally was able to get an MRI done, and that's when they found it.
How long did your doctors indicate to you that this thing had to have been in your system to grow to 93 pounds?
We're thinking between 10 to 15 years.
Wow. 10 to 15 years. The doctor, I'm guessing this stuff now, the doctor likened its removal to delivering a 12-year-old boy via C-section.
Yeah.
And you weighed 560 pounds. Now you're down to 359. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you feel after it was taken out?
Very light. It felt a lot better. It was a little different, though. You can actually, I was actually able to see my feet now, which was very interesting.
I'm looking at the picture of your cyst, and it almost looks like one of those gigantic pumpkins that you would see on a TV show where they would say, here's our farmer of the year who grew a 93-pound pumpkin. It looks, the cyst looks orange in color. Is that the color that it was, or am I getting a bad picture here on the computer?
It's more like a skin coloring, or that's probably leftover goo or whatever that was in there. I don't know. I don't make a habit of looking at it because it's like really gross.
It certainly is, Kayla.
It appears to glow.
It's clear. It's clear. The sack itself weighs 15 pounds, and then the liquid that was inside, I think it was like 12 gallons or something. I'm not really sure.
Oh, my God.
You are a wonderful guest, Kayla.
Kayla, you seem to have a very positive attitude. You seem like a very happy person. Are you a happy person by nature?
Somewhat, yeah, usually, but I'm even happier now that it's out, and I'm a lot lighter. And
is this going to motivate you to lose more weight?
Oh, yeah. We're figuring out how the rest of it gone in about 2 years.
Oh, good. All right, so you're on a weight loss program.
Kayla, where was the cyst? Was it in your stomach area?
It was in my abdomen.
Oh, okay.
It was in your abdomen. And,
yeah.
And you always thought it was just weight, right? Like you were getting fatter.
I just thought I was, I thought I was eating better, eating well, better than what I used to.
How many doctors, honey, did it take to pull that thing out?
Surprisingly enough, just one.
Just one? He had to be strong, 93 pounds?
Yeah, he was.
Very strong.
I think they cauterized a couple of blood vessels or something, and then they said that he had his hands in there, and he was feeling around to see where else it was attached at, because they were afraid that it was attached to some vital organs like my liver and my kidneys. And he even had his hands up underneath my ribs, and he says, I think I can just take this out. And so they moved a surgery table over there and just kind of...
They moved another surgery table in to lay the cyst on top of?
Yeah. Well, they had an
Did you have any health issues related to this? I mean, was your health affected at all? I mean...
Oh, yeah. My health was screwed up because of this. I was on 3 different types of blood pressure medicine. I was on 2 different types of diabetic medication. I was taking Lasix for... water retention.
So the point is, you were seen by physicians during the years leading up to this. So how could they possibly have missed this?
Because they didn't care. They kept, anytime I went to see a doctor, they would look at me and say, go on a diet, you won't have so many health problems.
Because
my main problem was my back and my knees.
Is this the biggest cyst that has come out, certainly at least in the last 10 years?
Maybe in the last 10 years, but from what I understood in the 2004 Guinness Book of World Records, the biggest cyst was 328 pounds.
Whoa.
I think that was back in 1955.
Wow. And did the person survive that had that taken out?
I'm not sure. I didn't get to finish. They only gave me, it only gives so much information when you punch in 93-pound cyst. And if they want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as having the biggest cyst, that's fine and dandy with me, because there's no way I would have wanted that. But it didn't say if it was inside the person or on the outside of the person, but it does say ovarian. So I was assuming it was inside.
The thing that strikes me with this, and you just answered it, is the fact that you did. I would see one thing if you didn't get any medical attention over these years, but obviously you were on all this medicine, you did have health problems, and they completely punted it. Have you talked to anybody about some action against some of these doctors that really...
litigious Mike, litigious Mike the lawyer.
Well, believe me, I have thought about it, but from what I understood, there's a 2-year opportunity to do any kind of a lawsuit for, I guess, malpractice is what this be considered or whatever.
What you want to do is take this thing out on tour.
make her money that way.
Yeah, get yourself like one of those little red wagons and go out to shopping centers and just display your cyst.
It's been deflated.
Oh, exploitive Don, exploitive Don.
They had to check it for
litigious Mike.
It's
litigious Mike and exploitive Don. We both want to get you some more money, but we're doing it a different way.
Is this?
Well, I was joking with my family when they were first telling me about it because, you know, we thought it was just one, then we found out it was three. And so I told them it's triplets, and I had made a joke about when they take it out and want them to put it in a, you know, put it in jars so I can keep it. And then I forgot to mention it to my doctor, and then we found out that there's just one big one, and I said, well, I guess there wasn't a jar big enough to stick it in anyway. It'd have to be an aquarium tank, so, you know.
You know, that's a winner. That's a winner right there.
Oh, the aquarium.
An aquarium tank. My God.
You know, if you do you have a husband?
Nope.
Okay, if you get married and you want to have children, you know, really, if you start gaining weight, don't be one of these women that delivers, you know, on the toilet. You know, where all of a sudden the baby just comes out, please.
Yeah.
Because that would be too, you know, you've learned your lesson from this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, Kayla, we wish you nothing but the best. I hope you don't mind. Your fabulous cyst picture is on our website now. Everybody's calling in saying they're really, 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 really in love with it.
It's pretty. Besides disc jockeys being the lowest rung of show business, have you been offered any guest gigs on television shows?
Yeah, I've had a request and everything, but right now I'm on a, I guess a bed rest thing where I'm not supposed to go anywhere, and
you know,
I won't be allowed to travel for 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow,
so.
You know why that sends the camera out there? Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel is all over this type of
Jimmy
stuff.
Jimmy Kimmel is right up his wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, tell Jimmy Kimmel we said hello when he comes to your house. All right?
Okay.
Good luck to you, Kayla.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Love you. That is, you know... It is funny because when you first get her on, and you're like, you know, Jesus, how dumb was that to miss it? And then you realize she rolls into all these doctor's offices, right, and they're like, yeah, just lose weight.
That's all.
That's it, you know?
Maybe check it out.
Maybe I have a
spit. Rob, have you ever thought about really getting a workout? Well, they've prodded you, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Seriously, if you're in your car right now and you can't even imagine this thing, go to our website when you get home. You have to see this thing.
It looks like an organ. It really does. It looks because it's got blood vessels.
It's
all bulbous,
yeah. And there are more, you know, I shouldn't have asked the question of how many doctors it took, because there's obviously at least two doctors right there lifting it out of her, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. That truly is. And you can see the way they took the other surgical table and just put it alongside like they were doing a transplant. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Sexy.
Uh-huh.
And stimulating?
A 12-year-old by C-section. That's how the doctor described it.
Wow. And anything but an appetite suppressant. I'm starved. Oh, before we go to calls, let's get an update from Buzz.
Quit smelling my belly button.
On Anna Nicole Smith.
Speaking of appetite suppressants, Anna Nicole Smith is no longer with us.
Wow.
She has passed one day before she was to appear in court in a lawsuit against Trimsport.
What up?
Do they believe it was simply an overdose, or are they thinking it was suicide?
We don't know anything yet. There's about to be a news conference shortly on the subject.
Jesus.
You like my body?
Wow. It's a big story.
Mm-hmm. I said show's over now, Mike.
I know. How could
time
you go
to go.
I'm clouding up.
Mm-hmm. Cloudy.
I'm clouding up.
You like my body?
Only the good.
Well, I hope that the other Howard Stern had nothing to do with it.
You mean the
Howard K.
The
Stern.
Howard K. Stern?
Howard K. Stern.
You know, who would have thought when she married that billionaire that she'd only outlast him by like 2 years?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. He was like 100.
Well,
wow.
I just saw her on Entertainment Tonight last night where they had
She was wasted every time you would see her.
Exactly, Mike. They had her houseboy or whoever the guy is who was suing. He thought he was the father.
Oh, what is his name?
Guy, he looked like Cato Kaler, which is why he's a houseboy. And then they were interviewing her and Howard K. Smith.
Right.
Stern.
Howard K. Stern, Howard K. Smith.
Howard K.
News
Smith,
guy.
The old anchorman.
Long and, gone. Yeah, even now, this thing that I saw last night on Entertainment Tonight, she was like, I don't know why you want my baby.
She was doing regular interviews, legitimate interviews on some of these news magazines, and was completely...
And nobody calls her.
And nobody calls her on it. Boy, there's that one guy. Man, I wish I remembered his name.
Larry Burkhead?
Is he the guy from Entertainment Tonight? There's one of
that's the ex-boyfriend.
One of the entertainment stories that got more access than anybody else. And he interviewed her for hours, and he never brought it up. And he said things like, I asked her if she was under the influence of any kind of narcotic.
That was the guy that flew into the Bahamas.
Right.
To her crazy ass and foil on the windows.
That's
crazy.
It.
And did like hours with her. Yeah.
Did
her
they, and never even brought the subject up.
Well, I think they probably prevented to do it to have the access.
Yep,
but what's the
right.
point?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Did you guys hear they just said that Anna Nicole Smith just died?
No, that is not true, sir.
No, not true.
Her attorney came out.
No, internet hoax.
No, it's been a mistake.
That is an internet hoax. Have you been listening to our show?
I sure have.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Well, we've been discussing it for the last 5 minutes. Actually, even before that, Buzz mentioned this internet hoax about a half an hour ago. If only you had been listening.
Well, I turned the radio off for a second, and I
just... Yeah, there you go. You turned the radio off, Mr. Newsmaker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Hi, Joe! I should be hung for this.
That's so true. My belly button.
That is so true.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, my God. Is this all we're going to get now, people, with this?
Morning the law.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife just called me and said that Anna did pass away.
Is anybody listening to the goddamn show today?
Sir, I am so glad you called because Don and Mike would not believe me no matter how many times I told them.
and then the dumb laugh afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
He just hangs up.
It's probably for the best.
Don, Peter Boyle has passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's man. The Everybody Loves Raymond guy.
Yeah.
2 months ago.
He died a long time ago.
No, that's Young Frankenstein.
Oh, I get jokes. Okay. Here's Anna.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling. It's kind of off topic, and I don't think I can beat the whole Anna Nicole story.
But at least you know about it, so you're a step ahead of the last couple of callers.
In lieu of Valentine's Day, I would like you guys to hook me up. Hottie out there.
You want to get hooked up for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Much like, what was the lady's name that was on the show?
Ruby?
That girl was...
No, not Ruby.
Oh,
the girl that came in here. We've already forgotten.
Karen.
Karen. Karen, hold on here. John's got his hand up. What, Yanni?
Super Dave will be in on that day.
Oh.
Stop it.
Yeah, are you saying you're looking for a hottie, ma'am?
Yes.
Why don't you?
Tom will fit though.
Where are you calling from? What city?
Baltimore.
We'll put you on hold. Come down and be part of our show on Valentine's Day next Wednesday, and we will hook you up with Super Dave.
I don't know if I could do Super Dave. He's a little creepy.
Yeah, but it might lead you into a very secure relationship.
Very nice.
I don't know if I like secure.
It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. It would be better if it was that way.
I'm sure he's like Forrest Gump. I'm sure all you would have to do is take your shirt off and he would complete.
I don't know about all that.
Of course, in Forrest Gump, though, doesn't he actually father a child?
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the very first scene when Jenny takes her blouse off.
Yeah, he gets very excited.
He can't. He's done.
Do they actually, don't they really do it then, at that when he's really quick?
Well, yeah, because in the end of that movie, that he's got a baby.
He's got the baby.
He's like a retarded man with a baby.
Right?
Yeah. And that was the working title, right? Retarded man with a baby.
The original title.
Remember how we were...
Hi, Joe!
We were vilified for hating that movie. We got in trouble for that.
We're ahead of the curve, Mike.
We were.
Everybody's with us right now. Forrest Gump sucked.
I think you were thinking of Steve Guttenberg's film, Three Retarded Men and a Baby.
And this bulletin just in, Barbaro is dead.
Oh.
Who cares about Barbaro?
Right.
Oh, no.
Listen, hold on a second. If you really would like to be on the show, hold on, please.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you on Valentine's Day. All right, good. Hello. Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well.
I was actually just sitting at a bar, boozing it up, and it was on Fox News that Anna Nicole Smith is dead. It was proclaimed by her lawyer.
Okay.
Why are you calling and telling us this?
I'm sorry?
What? Hold on. Why are you... That's a good question. Why are you telling us this?
I just heard you guys talking about it, and I jumped in the car, and I...
What did you hear us say?
You were saying that it was an internet hoax.
You know why we were saying that?
I have no idea.
We were saying it was an internet hoax because Buzz hipped us to the fact that she was dying maybe an hour ago, and every time somebody calls to tell us that she had died, we've been discussing it now for 10 minutes.
What number am I?
You're the third. You're the third person that's called to...
And when
I'm only number three. I should have been like number 10 by now.
When we told the first guy that you heard when we were on the air that it was an internet hoax, we were trying to just, goof our way out of this situation with you incredibly stupid, inept callers.
Smooth over your mess.
Well, I'm a total idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
You are.
Well, thank you very much.
Why are there so many of you guys still living and Anna Nicole Smith is gone?
Exactly.
Why?
And will you quit smelling my belly button?
I haven't crushed the telephone pole yet.
All right. Why don't you just...
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for nothing.
We have to get harder and harder on these callers because they're all doing it.
Hello. Don and Mike.
They're helpers.
Hello.
Fellas.
Hi there.
Hi.
Guys.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's been shot.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, so far, CNN.com, FoxNews.com are reporting the same. And you know what, man? There's a time where I'm listening on the Internet every day to you guys. There must be like a five-minute delay sometimes. So if I'm talking about, if I might call up about something, then you guys have already moved on. So I can't do nothing if there's a long delay on the Internet.
Yeah, you can do something. You can listen to the show.
It's an AM station. It doesn't come into my office.
You know, you can listen, just listen, and maybe relax and wait a while.
What are you calling?
Instead of being a, you know, Mr. Sleuther.
Where are you calling from, dude?
I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Beautiful. We appreciate it. You're listening on the, what, the Miami station? The
Man Talk.
Right, Man Talk. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on your computer, you know, you are going to be a couple of minutes behind. If it's something that gigantic, trust me, what do you think we got Buzz here for? Just to screw all the female listeners?
Well,
no, of course not.
I mean, that's... Buzz is getting the news. John Norman is in the back. He's got access to the news.
If
I mean, we get hundreds of phone calls an hour, and even the people before it goes on the air, sometimes they even hip us to it. It's insane.
Listen, friend, and I'm trying real hard not to yell at you here. If there is something that you see on your TV that comes on with breaking news, like that somebody has died, trust me, we know it too. You know why?
No,
Buzz has a TV in his room.
I work in radio as well, and the thing is that I'm only going to do
Hold on, what did he say?
I work in radio as well.
Oh, radio guys. Radio guys aren't allowed to call.
Well, hold on a second. If you're a radio guy, then you should certainly know that if something major happens in the news, then we're going to have access to it, that we're going to know about it before you will.
I just wanted to mention the sources. I'm not disputing if it was true or not.
Why were you going to mention the sources?
Because, yeah, and incidentally, those aren't necessarily the original sources.
And why would you mention the sources? Because that gets back to the whole thing, like that you think that we don't believe it, which was...
Yeah, do we need to be legitimized by CNN and Fox?
You know, we told the guy it was Internet and hoax because we don't... How many ways can you make stupid people appear to be funny when they call up and say something?
And in our case, we'll have something, and because of the delay that we're on, we will mention it. Buzz breaks in and says, she has passed away.
Right.
And then not 1 minute after that, someone calls and says, I just heard that Anna Nicole Smith passed away.
Yeah.
Well, it is very difficult to handle that on a regular basis.
You know what we don't need? We don't need so many helpers. We need people who want to, like, contribute to the show, but not the goddamn news spies. I mean, hey, Don and Mike, bulletin. The sun is going down.
Like, for example, the caller that called in and said Abraham Lincoln's been shot, that was a very funny little comment. And that actually was helpful.
Yes.
Because he was helping us deal with the callers that we've been dealing with for the last 10 minutes.
Now, if you've been in radio, how would you handle if you're handling live calls on the air with... You don't know what people are calling about, and you get a slew of dummies in a row calling you about the same thing that you've been talking about. How would you handle it in a humorous way and yet not offend them and just tell them to go to hell, that they should go scratch their dumb pieces of crap? How would you handle it?
Well, first of all, that's the thing. You don't screen your callers, so that's something you can't avoid. The other thing, too, is I work the newspapers as well.
So would you, hold on. Would your first piece of advice be to screen calls?
No. You do it how you want it. But the thing is, in newspapers and on television, you know, you always check your sources.
Dude, answer my question. If you're a radio guy, how would you handle all kinds of people calling with the same dumb topic? How would you handle them?
Well, if I'm not going to screen my calls, I'd let it go like you guys are and joke them if it's the case.
But what happens when you run out of the jokes? What happens when you just get down to the nitty-gritty, which is just, we know the bitch is dead. You don't have to call us to tell us the bitch is dead. How stupid do you think we are? Do you think you've just discovered the cure for cancer?
Dump the caller.
No, that's why we're here and you're there.
Okay.
That's why you're not in radio anymore. God, how dare I even speak to you as a peer?
Are you currently working in radio, Mr. Talk When I Talk? Are you currently working in radio?
Yes, I am.
You are not a peer of ours because you do not understand how radio works. Your answer would be dump out the calls. Then we would all we would do is be dumping out callers. What I'm saying is I'm speaking to someone. Shut up for a second.
No, you can disagree with what
I am speaking to someone in the radio business now, and I really would like
you. Do you work for a competing station in the Palm Beach area?
No, no.
Well, Russ, so you work for Mantalk?
No.
You said you, it goes either way. You're saying you're currently working in radio. I asked you if you worked for a competing radio station. You said no, which means you work for our radio station, because anything else we would consider competition.
Internet.
What?
Internet radio station.
Oh, internet radio station.
Yeah, so I can't compete with you guys.
You know, that is that's a step above working at McDonald's, dude. And I mean that for Peter Rosenberg.
I worked at Clinton before, and I made a lot more than I did over here, man.
Listen, dude.
I'm not here to put myself out to make myself sound better.
Our feeling is a radio guy ought to be a little bit more knowledgeable, a little more sympathetic to our plight, that we're having to dance around all these people that are repeating the Anna Nicole Smith story. Much more so, with all due respect, much more so than if somebody of true international and newsworthy significance passed away.
I beg to differ with that, Mike.
Of course you do.
But there you go, being litigious again. No, of course, who cares about
her? Really, but won't we get more calls? We'll get more calls about this than if there was a major political
issue. So I was really asking you, seriously, hold on for one second. If you work in radio, and Mike and I got a rap that we yell at people all the time, this is not a friendly place to call because you'll get your ass chewed out because we take live calls. You can only be funny and try to make putting out a vest with so many dumb people. Now, you're a dumb guy that called, and you're in the business. So I'm asking you seriously, rather than dump on the caller, how would you handle a guy like you calling a live radio show? Would your answer just be to dump out on this whole thing and never have aired any of this?
No, I don't even care about the callers. It's just a matter of...
I'm talking about you.
He was asking specifically about you.
About your call.
I'd let the calls go.
What do you mean you would let it go?
I would go ahead and let them go on screen. They believe something else than what.
Okay, here is the point. Here is the point. When you get somebody like you, when you get a real dumb guy like you, I don't know if you've ever
had
this.
It doesn't think he's dumb.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience on your radio show. If you get a very dumb caller and you've tried so many ways to make it funny, the only solution that's left is the essence of pulling out a radio gun. The only thing you've got left is just to lose it and scream at the guy. What other options do you have? Give me another option to make this call end nice. You're in the radio business. Help me out.
All I'm still saying is this. Look, you guys have been in the radio much longer than I have, so maybe I am dumb about this, but you're teaching me something today.
We're teaching you what? That you should not be in radio?
No, you're teaching me what I need to do if that situation happens. That's it. So now I'm learning something.
But you could not do this on your show. You could not engage in a dialogue like this on your show.
I don't do a radio show like you. That's why you're on.
Are you on the air? Are you an air personality on your internet radio station?
No, I'm behind the scenes.
Well, that's
even worse. Okay,
all right.
Well then, all I could say is you know, screw off, okay? Because that's all I'm left. That's all I'm left with.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not fighting with you. All I did was just give you that there were two other sources that were repeating the same story.
Why must you pound that point?
So when you called in originally, you were talking about the fact that we handled a couple of those early calls with our biting satirical sarcasm and mentioned the fact that it's a hoax when we were just doing that to joke. And then you called it, hey, it's not a hoax.
I heard it
confirmed. And that's even more frustrating.
And even now...
No, I'm just feeding the fact that the delay was on there. That's why some people are misinformed. That's what I said.
What did he just say?
The delay. He's blaming the delay.
The delay was part of the reason why some people might have gotten in here.
Sir, I don't know how to tell you this, and this is for everybody listening. If you see news happening, shove it. Don't call us.
Thank you.
I know there's a lot of stations out there.
I agree with that.
There's a lot of stations out there that say if you see news happening, call us. Don't call us. Really. If you see a big boulder coming from the sky like an Armageddon, don't call us.
We'll deal with the fact that we're not going to be first with the story. We are not your local news, okay? We are not your local news station. We're a comedy radio show. We'll take the 5 extra minutes. Give us the 5 extra minutes. As a matter of fact, how about making it 10? Give us 10 extra
How about
minutes.
A day?
Here's the promo. If you see news... Hold on. Shut up.
Hold on.
Shut up.
We're doing something here.
If you see news happening and you're tempted to call into the Don and Mike show, wait an extra 10 minutes. Then right. call in.
I got to...
Or how about don't call at all?
No.
Down, man.
Wait 24 hours.
Yes.
Wait a day.
Yes. Wait a day. Cool off. If you see news happening in your neighborhood, wait 24 hours and then don't call.
We will pay you not to tip us.
I didn't put you guys. I don't know where it came from, but I'm telling you, I didn't put you guys down. I'm just trying to justify what might have happened.
You got words coming out of your mouth, brother. You don't even know what you're saying.
You're trying to justify what might have happened,
right? Exactly right. What's wrong with that?
Give us a day, we'll give you the death.
So I think we've solved something here. We've come up with our new policy for newsbreakers.
Don't call us.
Wait 24 hours and then don't call.
Don't call us. If you hear news breaking, don't let us know.
Got a very competent man in the next studio over there named Mr. Buzz Burbank. Let him do the heavy lifting on that, okay?
Let me just explain to everybody how it works. You know what would be better? If you call up and you have stories about Anna Nicole Smith, or if you say, gee, I liked it when she said that her belly button didn't stink, but just everybody out there, don't be goddamn Inspector Gadget calling just to say, Anna Nicole Smith is dead. Jesus Christ.
It's a very simple rule. If you see news happening or hear of news happening,
don't call.
Keep it to yourself.
Wait 24 hours and don't call.
That's the motto on the Don and Mike show.
See, now I really, shut up, please. I really do believe some good has come out of this. And I don't feel we need to talk to you anymore. I really, as a matter of fact, I'm going to talk every time you talk because I don't want to hear your voice anymore. Could you please help us and hang up?
I was just trying to help you.
Could you please help us and hang up? Could you?
Please.
Yeah, you can drop the telos. That's okay. Go ahead and drop it.
Drop the telos. Okay. He's using our lingo.
He's a radio
here.
Guy. Telos.
Drop your phone.
Telos would be our phone system.
So do you think you're helping?
You better drop my call.
Do you think you're helping or hurting your credibility now?
It doesn't matter. I'm still listening to your show anyway, regardless if you could.
I'm not talking about that. I'm asking you a specific question, which you are very good at not answering specific questions.
And if it comes down to a battle of wills, we've done this
before.
No,
you don't like my answers.
Now you are creating the illusion and your delusion that you are actually able to play in our sandbox.
Listen,
if
here's,
you feel that way, that's fine.
Here's the deal,
dude. Matter.
You're correct.
It really doesn't matter.
We could hang up on you. See what I could really just do this. Just turn it down so no one even hears you. We could simply hang up on you. That would be fun. Or we can just leave the line open during the entire show and see what you do. Or we'll just put you on hold. I mean, really, it doesn't matter either way. How do you want to handle it? Oh, I'm sorry. Your voice didn't get on the air there.
And that's the way it's going to be all day long.
Or are you still there?
No.
So frustrating speaking and nobody... What was that?
I never heard...
What? Oops. What was that? Well, you're still on the phone. What?
You haven't heard...
That's right. We're not going to hang up on you. But your voice will be heard. That's... fun.
That is making me feel better.
Now you hang up.
You're taking me up.
No, listen, you have to hang up. Be a good boy and hang up.
You guys are never
going to. No. All I want to hear is click, click, click. Make it happen.
Keep going to that line and see if it's open. Still laughing. Enjoying it.
Okay, he's having a good time.
Yeah. Sure.
So when we come back, my God, what happened?
We're coming
there?
Back?
What happened? We have to do a break, right?
Yes, we do. Okay.
Tom, what happened was we lost a great American today.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, we won. He hung up.
All right.
Yay!
We are the champions, my friend. Sorry to get all inside radio on your ass there, everybody, but seriously.
Awfully difficult to handle that, you know, just again and again and again, really difficult.
But I think we have come up with a good solution. We do love our listeners, and we do love taking live, unscreened phone calls, and there are only so many ways that you can jovially deal with the amount of retards that we have calling the show, and I say that with love, you retards. So our new motto is, when you see news breaking...
Wait 24 hours.
And then,
don't call
the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's wrong with you, you pervert? You're going to hell, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass and my face. What's up?
Hi, Joe.
Just very average.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Yeah. I'm totally gay for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I'm a little bit off topic, but I want to tell you guys about a new bar in Las Vegas that you should visit next time you're in town.
In beautiful Las Vegas.
Beautiful. Okay, what is it, honey?
It's the Sea Bar.
The Sea Bar.
Just opened up at the Stratosphere. Really? Yeah.
The Sea Bar. That was a bone of contention. Not a bone of contention, but a topic starter this morning around the breakfast table, little Janet and I, because they're opening a Sea Mart.
Yes.
Here in Washington, D.C.
That's me. I apologize. I'm going to make sure that my phone is turned off next
and
time.
And they're running all kinds of ads for C-Mart. Mm-hmm. And this morning we're sitting around the breakfast table, and she's got the newspaper, and she says, oh, look, they're opening a C-Mart. And I said, yeah. I said, she had no idea. I said, are you going to go there? She said, oh, I really want to go there. I said, you want to go to C-Mart? She said, yeah, they're really great stores. I said, C-Mart. Don't you get it? C word.
She was not tracking with the humor?
No, but I did find this out. C word's not such an ugly word with her. I mean, not that she wants me to like to to lay and whisper it into her ear at night, although maybe that would turn her on.
She can handle it.
I don't think that it's necessarily the deal breaker that it was with Frida.
Really?
Not that I'm going to be throwing it out left and right.
We might be able to bring that up when we have dinner in a couple of weeks because I feel the same way. I don't think it is the same. It doesn't have the same stigma.
Well, here's why.
As it has for me in previous relationships.
And here's why, because what I actually said was, I'm going to use the word runt, okay? So
Right. Nobody
flip out about this. I said, don't you get it? It's like, runt mart. And I realized as soon as, it was like in a Christmas story, oh,
buzz.
I said, you know, runt mart. And I was like, ah, idiot. And I looked at her. And she's still smiling. She said...
Was she laughing?
Yes. Oh. She said, oh.
There you have it.
I said, hey.
There's just no other way.
I said...
If she's laughing, you're okay.
Yeah. You know what that means?
Like
you're
pass.
Not one.
It's a pass.
Right. And she said, what do you mean I'm not one? I said, let's just forget it.
Well, she was laughing. There's still a warning that you should heed.
Yeah.
And that is that, you know, she's... It's still a word that carries with it a great deal of a punch.
Trust me.
And if you use it the wrong way,
it is. You know what it is? It is. It's still just a wild card,
right? Yeah.
And hopefully it won't come up for many, many years. You know, where I would have to pull it.
But
out.
You and I have never used that word.
Not to their faces.
Exact. Not to anybody's face.
Wink, wink.
Right.
Anyway, so there's a C-Bar.
Uh-huh. Yes.
A C-Bar.
And it's at the top of the Strat.
Yes.
Is that where you get the big, long, tall? Foo-foo glasses, you know, with the in the shape of the Stratosphere?
Yeah, tore up the top, yeah.
You know,
I just thought that was really funny.
CSI had one that night, the girl that got beaten up by the guy with the mask.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had that drink there, and I actually enjoyed a beverage out of that.
Is it delicious?
A non-alcoholic beverage, as a matter of fact.
Huh. Wonderful.
A little virgin strawberry daiquiri. I had one of those things.
Booze?
It was real hot, Rob. It was real hot. I was kind of recovering from
the night
before.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
I love Vegas.
Hello.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you are. You are on the air.
Yeah. Reno, man. I can't even believe this, man. I'm actually on the air. What a dumbass I am.
Okay. I pray to God you're not calling to tell us that Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
No, really not. You know,
nah, come on. Hey, hold on.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Use your real voice, pal.
Sorry.
Use your real voice, not this character.
Wait, I see what she was saying.
It's Caddyshack voice. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you guys know that there is a C-Mart opening in the area down there in D.C. soon?
Yes.
Now, you're not doing this to be funny, are you?
No, I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. There is a C-Mart.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Yeah. In order for you to call and say that, You heard us reference C-Mart, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Let me handle this, please.
My mother works.
Don't hang up. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Okay.
You had to hear Don reference C-Mart. When Don referenced C-Mart, the very way that he started it was to mention the fact that there's one opening up around here. That's how he started the discussion.
I apologize.
No. Stop. Today is the day that we're going to learn everybody good.
Mm.
This is just like when you see news breaking.
Yes, this is unacceptable behavior for callers.
When you hear us talking about something on the show that you think you know something about, don't call.
My mother worked at C-Mart, and I'm being serious.
Yeah, but the fact is, Don said, and I'm going to give a general quote like a listener would hear it.
Yes.
You said around the coffee table, the breakfast table, they're opening a C-Mart here in town, here in Washington, D.C.
And you did not call and say that your mom worked at C-Mart. You called and said, hey,
they're opening a C-Mart here in Washington, D.C., which he had just said.
Is exactly what we were just railing about with the Anna Nicole Smith thing. Why do you got to call in and tell us what we already know?
I do not think we're being difficult today, and I don't think we're being hard on the listener.
Why do you feel the need to call and tell us things that we know?
Because I screwed up and I missed you saying...
You weren't listening.
Right. Now, hold on a second.
It's not that you missed. You were so eager to flap your gums that you decided you'd call before you listened.
But, Mike, you made the absolute salient point here that he heard discussion about C-Mart.
Heard it. He wouldn't have called otherwise.
So what point when we discussed C-Mart and I said my girlfriend saw the ad in the paper that they were opening up here, at what point didn't you have a disconnect to go... Oh, they're talking about what I was going to call with. Because it all happened, like, within seconds. Hello?
I apologize, and you may now...
We're not looking for an apology. We're looking for kind of an explanation.
We want to know why.
You just weren't paying attention?
Yes, and I'm a dumbass. I admit it. I apologize. I'm an asshat.
And if only Arbitron rewarded dumbasses, we would have a 25 share. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Can I really just say one thing seriously about
this?
Sure. Because it speaks to what you were saying before the break. When somebody does this, it's really limited what we can say to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible.
It's
because someone will call, and what you're doing is you are calling us, and without saying it, you're saying, I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And when you're doing a little radio show, that's the most important thing,
is
to have
wrong.
People listen to it.
We want your contributions. Now, a great call would have been if your mother really does work at C-Mart. That's a great follow-up call.
Precisely.
But unfortunately, that's not how you broach the topic.
In fact, I am really curious about C-Mart because I've seen those ads in there, and they're these kind of cryptic commercials that they're giving for this incredible new store where they have everything, and I'd really like to know what it's all about.
Janet said it's like a Costco thing.
It is like Costco. Okay.
Would you like to know about the original C-Mart above Baltimore?
Not really.
Okay.
You hear everything, but you listen to nothing.
I listen to the best radio show there is in the world.
You know, I appreciate the fact that you're just puking out this pablum to us, but
we're just trying to figure it out.
There's a reason why you're on that side of the radio and I'm on this side of the radio.
Yeah, you're saying the right thing.
Yeah, but that's what we say.
It's frustrating.
People.
You understand our frustration.
Listen, whenever you feel the need to call the show, don't call.
Understood.
Just you.
I can follow that completely.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One of those days.
Now, has Janet actually been in the store?
Yes. Actually, she told me that it's the second one that they've opened up in the D.C. area.
And just like Costco.
That's pretty similar, but she's excited about it.
Kind of tells me everything I need to know. I hope there's some differences.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, women get a 25% discount. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Half the store is hygiene.
Hello, what's up? Hello.
Don and Mike.
For the third time, hello, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes.
I don't mean to change the subject. I know you guys are pissed off about those people. But what do you guys thought?
No, you know what we're pissed off now about? We're pissed off about people who call the show and just sit there like goddamn mutes for 15 seconds going, hello, 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 hello.
We said hello. We said, what's up? And then it was you. It was all you.
Why is that hard for you to comprehend?
This is these are days we have to have occasionally where they're disciplined days for the callers.
Training,
yes. And you're eating something. We're chewing on. What are you chewing on?
That was gum.
Gum. Okay. So spit out the gum, please.
What's happening, Goober?
No, I was just wondering what you guys are talking about, those interns you guys need. I was kind of curious.
Are you looking for an intern gig?
Hey, it wouldn't be bad.
Are you currently enrolled at a institution of higher learning?
Yes, I am.
Would it be of a community nature? College?
Yes, it is. Good guess.
15th grade. Huh.
The job, the position has been filled.
He come down with something.
That's where Don and I are working with one brain right
real
now.
Real unexpected. He come down with something real unexpected. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, did you know they're opening up a Sugar Walmart in Clinton?
Sugar Walmart.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hi. There's a C-Mart 2 miles from my house. Don't get excited, man.
Okay. All right, thank you.
We were going to get excited.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening?
We're just doing a little show.
Hey, listen, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys forever. I just wanted
boulders.
I just wanted to have a request for Don. We were talking to that big freaking Bartle Papa Ruby chick to use your fat guy voice.
All right, well, that's really Mike's fat guy voice, and you're calling...
Yeah, Mike's fat guy voice.
And you know, not to discipline another caller, but we're not going to have Ruby on the show again unless she has another 93-pound cyst that's removed. So at this point, it's pretty much 20/20 hindsight to call, as a part of the pun, to say, next time you have her on.
I've been trying to get through. You guys are hard to get through to.
Yeah. Now, here's another question I have to ask our caller.
Not hard enough.
Yes.
And I'm asking you specifically, is what we did not good enough for you that you feel almost an hour later that you have to call in and say, hey, listen, the next time you have the girl with the cyst on, use your fat guy voice.
What? Oh, man, you got me. I'm trying to get through you. I got nothing for you. Nothing.
Right, then don't call.
I just want to hear the fat guy voice.
Just wants to hear that voice, Don.
Jesus Christ.
That's so wrong. I'm not doing it either.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how you guys doing, man? Here, Reno calling, man. Love you guys with all my heart. Sure the heck haven't been able to get through with all
except
of
for today.
Love you guys, man, with all my heart. You know.
That's nice.
Yeah?
Goodbye.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys hear Anna Nicole Smith died in a C-Mart?
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Our career hanging in the balance.
Yeah, awesome. What can we do for you? Talk, please.
What's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if the C in C-Mart stood for Cougar.
Cougar Mart. Okay. But, you know, hey, if we play our cards right and we do get some Cougars, there's nothing to prevent them from going to a C-Mart opening.
You bet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Look for the opening.
Hello. You're on the air, Don and Mike.
Let's all pay tribute to the biggest whore in Hollywood that has now passed away.
You feeling broken up about that?
Did Ed McMahon die?
Good. Very good. Way to keep your eye on the ball, Don. Uh-huh.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just want to try to defend a couple callers if I could.
Oh, please, please, here we go. Judd for the defense.
Good day for it. This can't end well.
Okay.
Are you doing this legitimately, or are you doing this just because you're starved for attention?
No, legitimately.
All right,
When you're listening to the radio and you call in and then we get connected, we lose that delay time that's in there, so we lose a second.
Right, hello, dummy. If you can't handle the fact that when you're on the air, you're hearing things in real time, then you should not be calling a radio show. If your argument for these people is that they're listening on delay, and then when they get on the air, they're hearing in real time, tough teats.
That's why, listen to our new rule. If you see or hear news happening, wait 24 hours.
Then don't call.
And I will make sure I don't call.
Very good.
Don and Mike show.
You got it. Another satisfied customer. We're satisfied.
Don and Mike show. You know, there's a lot of times we need the immediacy from our callers, mm-hmm. and you guys are never there when we need the immediacy. But something like bloated piggy Anna Nicole Smith dies.
Right.
Every friggin' one of you creatures climbs out from under your rock to put a quarter in the phone to call us. Screw off.
You know when we need the immediacy? Little game called Strip Trivia.
God, you leave us hanging there, don't you?
Yeah.
You leave us out doing our pratfalls for you there. Dance, monkey, dance. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Don, I called the other day, and I used a variation of see you in Toledo, and it may have gotten dumped, and I'm just wondering if that was the case. I used the
Tijuana. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. I don't think that goes.
I think that got through.
I think that, don't you think Tijuana is better suited, given that it is a T instead of a Toledo?
But see you in Toledo is just an old school one that makes a lot of sense. I mean,
I never heard it before, and if you have, I apologize. I didn't know that was the case.
No, and if you know you're making your vacation plans for Tijuana, Mexico, you might want to be aware of the fact that recently the entire police force had their guns taken away so that they could run ballistic tests on the murders down there.
They have slingshots now.
Yeah, slingshots. Hallelujah. You had that on the news.
Right.
And don't forget the donkey sex shows to die for. When we come back, I know we're going to get to the bottom of. Here we go. We had this guy on the show a couple of weeks ago. Rather infamous. He went under the name of JP. Mm. Remember the guy who had the website mysuperproposal.com?
Right.
Where he was going to get a client to pay $2 million for him to propose to his girlfriend during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we chatted with him for a good long time.
We watched every commercial during the Super Bowl. Guy's commercial didn't run. Mm-hmm. We'll have the story on why it didn't run and what's going on with him when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wile E. Coyote, super genius. I like the way that rolls out. Wile E. Coyote, super genius. Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
The Don and Mike Show.
So you got hit by a train.
On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why, you'd be a jackass.
Right.
Was that the voice of Wile E. Coyote?
Yes, it was.
And wasn't Wile E. Coyote a mute for a while?
Mostly, yes.
And then later in the series, they gave him a voice?
He spoke right in the later editions. He would actually give Bugs some lip.
Yeah, and then he'd get more... He got hurt more when he started talking more, also.
On the phone now, here we go. Everybody's been waiting to hear from this guy. The fake name that he gave us was JP. Guy had the website, mysuperproposal.com.
Right.
Here's a skinny on this guy. We have him on the show. He's got a website. He says he wants a commercial during the Super Bowl where he can propose to his girlfriend.
Says he has a sponsor, and he's going to be on in the fourth quarter.
Remember that? We had him on the show. We watched the Super Bowl. We didn't see the guy's commercial.
No. I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Rob gets a hold of the guy after the game. The guy says, hey, yeah, the commercial didn't run, but I can't really tell you all the information about it. Now, joining us is not only the guy, whose real name is Rand, but his now fiance, Geraldine. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Rand. How you doing?
Hi, Rand. How's it going?
Good.
Rand, thanks for coming back on the show. We do appreciate it. Why didn't your proposal ad run during the Super Bowl?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One was I think at one point we had an advertising sponsor, a big sponsor, and I had filmed an ad with them. I flew out of town. I told Geraldine I was going for business, and they pulled out of doing the spot about 9 or 10 days before the Super Bowl. So we were kind of rushed. And the other advertisers who were interested, a couple of them basically didn't have the time to put it all together. And so CBS said, well, you should send us a video anyway, and maybe we'll air it, you know, just editorially. But they ended up not doing that.
I think we were told you can't mention the name of the sponsor that eventually gave you a local ad out there to propose. But can you mention the...
Much as I'd like to, I can't.
Are you allowed to say the names of the sponsors that you were close to? I mean, can you give us those names?
Yeah, I think so. So, okay. I mean, there were people, I know there were people from Yum Brands, which is like KFC and Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
Okay, all right.
And then there was the folks from Hershey's who were really, really sweet, actually, and totally wanted to do an ad.
Hey, did you say that on purpose? They were really sweet, the people from Hershey's?
Well, see, now, if they were smart, they would have gone with that, with the whole Hershey's Kisses thing.
Yeah, that would have been a good
thing. That's what they wanted. Yeah, they wanted to do it around their Kisses brand.
So maybe I missed this. What happened if you had all of these sponsors on the hook? What happened at the last? If one of them fell through,
we went with the we went with one of them, one who we actually really liked. We liked the their commercial spot was the idea was terrific and it was going to work out really well. And they didn't want to do anything like make it associated with something particular or product of theirs. It wasn't like you go sell something. It was just make the proposal and then we'll have our logo afterwards. So it was kind of cool in that respect. But,
and you actually this is the one you actually produced.
This is the one I actually went and filmed. But then, 9 or 10 days out, they pulled out. They had sent a contract over for me to sign or whatnot. And then...
Oh!
It's spreading. Oh. It's spreading across the country. We're not going to have a show if we keep
doing
that.
This is a crazy show today. Crazy show today.
Ladies and gentlemen, down with Maxwell Silverhammer. Sorry about that.
Now, did you hang up on Geraldine also?
Yes.
See, Geraldine, point of order, since I'm sort of manning the rules on this, Geraldine we can still talk to.
Yes.
But because Rand Fishkin is not a major celebrity,
get her back.
We will not be able to talk to him any longer.
He broke the whatnot rule.
Yes.
Now, while we're waiting, here's what we do have. Let me see. On a disc here, somewhere, I do have the commercial that did run locally in Seattle.
Okay.
In the Seattle market during Veronica Mars.
Okay. Oh,
it's kind of a step down from the Super Bowl.
Just a bit.
And then also the reaction. So while Rob gets the girlfriend back, here is the spot that ran during Veronica Mars.
The whole world, this is Geraldine. She is amazing in every way. For the last 5 years, we've spent the best parts of our lives together and made it through the tough times, too. I couldn't ask for anything more in my life than her love. And that's why I'm here today. Geraldine, will you marry me?
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
That would have been a nice touch.
Hideous.
I didn't know that the ad was on NBC.
All right, here is Geraldine.
Geraldine, are you there?
I am, yeah.
Geraldine, let me apologize for hanging up on you. What happened was your fiancé used the most dreaded of all words.
It's a word that we actually have a little alarm go off when it's used on the show.
He said whatnot, and...
I've heard the FCC is really trying to crack down on language.
No, actually, that's just us, honey. Now, you should tell your fiancé the next time... What did Carson Kressley say the word was inside whatnot?
Whatsoever?
Whatsoever could be used? Something like that. All his vocabulary needs to come from DJs from now on.
And
he needs to use random sound effects when he talks. movie clips, anything like that,
exactly.
Totally acceptable.
Right, now that he's out of the picture, we'll keep you on the line as long as you don't say whatnot. And thanks for coming back on the show. Did you have any idea that your boyfriend was trying to get a national ad together to propose to you?
Oh, no.
You did not.
Did you get suspicious at all? Because obviously he was doing an awful lot of running around trying to organize some of this stuff. Did you have any suspicions of, what the hell is wrong with him or anything? You know, his behavior seems odd. Were there any, was there anything going on that aroused any suspicion in you?
I thought he was, I had assumed he was going to propose. I'd kind of been teasing him about it because it seemed like that was on the horizon, but I thought it was going to occur during a trip that we were going to take together coming up in the spring. So I was anticipating that. So that's kind of part of what I thought it was. That, and he travels a lot anyway, and he goes on a lot of trips.
I got to
tell
you, Geraldine, we thought that he was the world's biggest liar, pants on fire. We had the guy on the show before the game, and he was telling us all this stuff about, I've got a client, I can't tell you their name. And we're like, okay, dude, this is kind of a good scoop for our show. So,
and it was wasn't it a week before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and like Lemmings, we watched every goddamn commercial during the Super Bowl.
No, it literally came down to the wire. I look back and now I realize that there were, you know, he was getting up a lot in the game. He looked really nervous. The phone was going, his phone was constantly ringing, which I thought was strange. There was a video camera, you know, somebody was like, oh, we should get a shot of everybody watching the game. It's a nice family moment. And so looking back, it makes all set, a lot of sense.
So did he actually end up proposing to you during the game?
No. He ended up purchasing local.
It was the Veronica Mars spot that we just heard.
And then it was live after that?
That was a local spot on the Seattle station.
That's correct.
That was like three.
You can see it on iFilm.
Are you a regular viewer of Veronica Mars? Would you have been?
I am. And it's the one program I think he knew that I would be watching live rather than record. So we were a bit delayed. We were maybe a minute behind because I had paused it a few times. So I was about to fast forward through the commercial. You can actually see it on the tape. I've got the remote pulling.
All right, let's hear some of the reaction. Now, we do have a reaction tape from a Seattle TV station.
Okay.
So you know, is there a need to play that?
Yeah, come on, Geraldine. We want to play
Let's hear this. Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where is that it?
Yeah. This is the title card.
There's a girl.
What the hell is this?
It's produced nicely because it's her proposal. It's just a second of music.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty.
Sure is.
Thank you.
There's a girl in my dream.
Hideous. Shut up.
There's a girl.
Okay, off you go.
In my dream. And it's you.
And it fades out.
This Hideous.
That's the commercial.
Oh, here,
you'll hear. Here, hold on, there's more. Here's her reaction.
Hello, world. This is Geraldine. She is amazing.
This is her watching it on TV.
For the last 5 years, we've spent the best parts of our lives together, and made it through.
She's been sitting in a room watching TV, and she's been videotaped watching
this. For anything more in my life than her love, and that's why I'm here today. Geraldine, will you marry me?
Wow. God damn.
Oh, you killed me.
Quite a reaction.
Oh, hi, Joe.
What the hell is that sound?
That's her. That is Geraldine.
Geraldine, is that you hyperventilating?
I think you possibly spliced in some sound effects.
Well,
Hold on, honey. This is a tape. That's a tape. That's a tape. This is you.
Mine's a lot more heartbroken.
Is that now, Geraldine? Is that you doing the breathing right there?
I think I might have been unable to breathe at one point.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I think we're all waiting for an answer right now.
So good.
That wasn't her.
No.
We are hello?
Hi.
Geraldine, do you say yes at any time during this?
I do.
Okay.
I definitely do.
Let's see if it's in the next 5 seconds.
Are you married?
We don't have to do it tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. There you
go.
Your name's Sing is right next to one of the screen buttons.
I know. You're going crazy with these sound effects.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Wow.
Look out!
What?
anyway, that's Geraldine saying yes.
Geraldine, it sounded like a touching moment.
I'm sorry?
It sounded like a touching moment. We were having a little fun with it there, but it did sound like a touching moment.
Yeah, it was great. It was really wonderful.
In all seriousness, thank you for being on the show, Geraldine.
Thank you for having me.
Thank your fiancé for being on the show and for being on our show a couple of weeks ago. Please remind him that it makes a person look stupid to use the word whatnot.
He's better than that.
And you sound like a very bright woman, and you'll be able to share that with him for us, I hope.
You know, like I said, I'll tell him that all his vocabulary has to come straight from DJs from now on.
That's all right. That's good. You're kind of giving us the business there, but that's okay, honey.
That's okay. We can tolerate that.
Well,
that's
all right. You know, I've got to defend my man.
Right. That's
well,
okay.
Because we got a gift certificate for you at CMART. So, so right. You'll have a great time there. Thank you for being on the show, Geraldine.
Good luck.
Thank you.
70% of all marriages fail.
You're kind.
I'm sorry.
Facts are facts. Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
I like rape.
You know,
kiss my fat ass.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday. Okay.
Oh, boy, I tell you, thank God you had those sound effects there. That might have been real dull.
Okay, I'll tell him that all their vocabulary should come from DJs. And she was screaming like a pig in heat on that tape.
It almost sounded like she was hyperventilating.
Yeah,
she was very close in tone to the crazy bride tape that we had heard.
And the only reason I said that 70% thing was well, A, it's true, but B,
Mike, you don't have to back it up.
But she was, you know, giving us a little
attitude,
you know, and he broke the whatnot rule.
And she's a little happy,
A little too happy.
You're right. So you got a 3 in 10 shot of making that marriage work out. Good luck.
Would have improved on the odds if he'd been if he'd had the pull to get the Super Bowl at.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's the whatnot factor.
Yeah. The whatnot factor. Who's to say he didn't walk into an ad exec's office and say, "I've got a good idea and whatnot."
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
That's
so good.
That's the one I'm curious about.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Okay.
What is that one that's so good? Do we know where that's from?
Yeah,
that's from the cooking show that we'll hear more of later on
today's
show.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's the Hi Joe guy.
Yeah, we've got to listen to that tape. We've got a tape of Joan Crawford drunk from back in the 50s.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the when?
Late 60s.
No, same thing. Eons ago.
Yeah.
All of that. Oh, and look at this. Everybody's still calling on the telephone. Hello, John and Mike Show. Welcome to Discipline Thursday. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? Am I speaking to Joe? How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hello. That's Reno calling you.
Yeah, you called before.
Hey, Joe. Where's Joe? Where's my man, Joe?
Where's Joe?
Joe, do your thing.
Block this guy.
He's gone.
Never right. Again.
Thank you, Joe.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
Thank you, Joe Hardinger. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
And Michael. And Buzz and everybody.
The name is Mike.
Hey, I heard a commercial yesterday with you using whatnot. You broke the whatnot rule.
Who did?
On the home mortgage.
Hold on a second. This is the...
Don?
God, we went through this exercise yesterday. This is a guy now from Sacramento calling me, telling me that I said whatnot in a commercial. Dumbass, that was a joke in the commercial.
Dumbass, I'm calling from Oakland, California, Oakland.
Yeah, but that was a joke. Using the word whatnot when Don used it in the commercial was a joke.
And when I said Sacramento, you obviously heard it on the Sacramento station because it was a local commercial for a Sacramento merchant.
Yes, but you shouldn't use it at all. You're a goddamn genius, Don. You're a goddamn genius.
I'm going to give that caller credit because that was the only way he could have pulled out of that.
Setting a bad example.
Maybe we've learned a lesson today ourselves. We shouldn't use it at all.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take another call. You have to turn your radio down. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
You have to turn your radio down.
I'm sorry?
You have to turn the radio down in the background there.
The radio down, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn the radio down. Down. Turn it down. I'm on the radio. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that.
That's
people I live with, they just...
That's all right. It's unfortunate we don't have a better system here. So.
Who's the what?
It's unfortunate we don't have a screener here to let you know to do that in advance. So.
Oh, okay. Well, my question regarding the rent controls
mm-hmm.
that I think are about to be lifted any moment in New York City, because I believe that the landlords who do, in fact, complain about Michael Mara's taint are, in fact, turning the whole world upside down, eating their own placentas and having stinking belly buttons with...
You're finished. It's making so little sense, I'm not even going to continue that conversation.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, it made perfect sense.
I added to...
God damn it.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, friends, here we go. Spotlight on radio's movers and shakers. I have to thank Johnny Norman. It was on Rupert's website,
right?
Which I've given up for the new year.
Good
yes,
for you.
Yes, you have.
And, hey,
good for you.
Good for you. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless him. So I come in today, and John says, "You really got to look at the front page on Rupert's website." So I look at it. And he's right. There's a link to the city paper here in D.C. Now, I'll give you just a little background. There have been a lot of turds that Mike and I have fought with over the years in radio. The guy that we're going to speak about here very briefly is not even on the radar.
Yeah.
This guy was a weekend disc jockey who got fired for a variety of reasons, although he would like to tell you that I had him fired because he dared to open his big mouth and say on the radio that I suck and that our show sucks.
Right.
Truth is, I don't have any say. God knows, as I said before, if I had say in hiring and firing, the first thing is Bill O'Reilly would not be living in 2 hours of this radio station.
Right.
Screw some weekend tool named Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, we don't, neither one of us have that kind of clout.
So here's the deal. This guy just doesn't realize that he's talking about the biggest money-making show on the station. He's a weekender. They come to him at some point and say, "Listen, you know, we're all for freedom of speech, but you know, what is this stuff with like get on the air and saying Don and Mike suck?"
Yeah.
And he kept back and forth.
I think we theorized at the time he was doing that, like many people do, to make a splash and maybe get us talking about him. I think
get our attention.
Right. I think that's what he was all about.
And this was a guy on our station,
yeah.
And it's a long litany of why the guy particularly had. Many years ago, he had called me up looking for advice, and while I took the call cold in the office,
mm-hmm.
I said to him something like, "Hey, you know, pal, I got my own problems," and he took that as a personal slap in the face
right.
that I didn't help, you know, because with all the people that I've helped out in radio, here's a guy that called me up on the phone in the office one day, and I just said, "Hey, you know, I got my own problems. Work it out."
No plan do.
So the guy had a big hard-on against me. He gets fired from WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Goes on internet radio.
Where he came from, right?
I guess so.
Or he's been in that world for a while.
He spent $5 and he bought a lot of pop-up ads on Rupert's site and said, like, listen to him say that I'm a big fat son of a bitch mm-hmm. on the internet. And then that just kind of went away.
Yeah.
And here's this. You know, you can't write it funnier than this.
No, this is pretty darn good.
You really can't. This is from the city paper here in D.C. "You deserve a breakbeat today. Peter Rosenberg brings the funk to the Golden Arches." Now, I've heard of guys who have been in radio, kind of, and then, you know, been on the fringes of radio.
Right.
Yeah. This is a guy who has fallen off the radar.
This is
funny.
This is different than if you went into the clubs.
This is beyond great.
Because they'll pay you in the clubs.
Every Friday and Saturday night at the McDonald's at 18th, and Columbia Road, Northwest D.C., a few things are particularly are practically guaranteed to happen. A white guy will walk in wearing a pair of shorts. A big group of men will order a quantity of chicken McNuggets. At least one young girl somewhere will have a tear-filled breakdown. "It's classic late-night Mickey D's," says Peter Rosenberg, a.k.a. DJ PMD, who on a recent Friday night was planted in one of McDonald's booths. Rosenberg watches as the night's puffy-faced girl stomps up to the restaurant floor. This goes on to... Here we go. Rosenberg, 27, who lives in Montgomery County, Maryland, is the resident DJ at the Adams Morgan McDonald's.
Yeah.
Since November, he's been spinning on Friday and Saturday nights from 1 until 4 a.m.
Good gig.
During his sets, which he's advertising as a weekly engagement called PMD Snacks.
1 until 4?
He sits in a small roped-off section of the restaurant.
Well, sure.
Playing music and occasionally getting on the microphone to engage the crowd.
The crowd.
Wow. This is an all-time show stopper.
Okay, let's...
Oh, hold on. 1 till 4.
How you doing, everybody? Hey, you guys, in the short pants over there, buying chicken McNuggets. This is Peter Rosenberg. 2:13 in the morning. Who wants some ketchup with those fries? How's it going around here? You got a request? Come on up and see me. Bathroom clean enough for you? Have you tried a McFlurry?
It's 3:45.
A.M.
Good morning.
We're going to be starting to serve our breakfast sandwiches in about an hour. Last chance for Big Macs.
Is he putting it on the internet or is
no,
he?
He's just playing records in a McDonald's
at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
His setup is simple, Mike.
He can never be let back in.
No.
Just a speaker.
He's lost his privileges.
Disqualified.
His setup is simple. Just a speaker system connected to his laptop. No turntables. Just iTunes.
Uh-huh.
From which he selects tracks he hopes keeps heads nodding.
I bet that sounds consistent.
His selections are blasted at a higher volume than background music at most McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
There are speakers inside and outside McDonald's.
I'm not really all that aware of music in a McDonald's.
No.
When people walk inside, depending on how much they've had to drink, they either smile upon spotting the DJ or walk over to where Rosenberg is sitting and ask to hear their favorite song.
Sure. Wow. So I can hear the way it went. He goes to the McDonald's and says, hey, listen, can I set up shop from about maybe 8 o'clock on? We'll let you start at 1 o'clock, though.
Here are some quotes from him in this article. I love to watch the reaction of people. To walk into a place as corporate as McDonald's and hear hip-hop, they're like, what the F is going on?
Sure.
If the crowd is mostly white, I'll put on some Tribe Called Quest. If it's a blacker crowd, I might do some T.I. I'm still trying to figure it out. As a DJ, I want people on the dance floor, but it's McDonald's.
Does he say that?
Yes.
I want people on the dance floor, but it's McDonald's?
But it's a McDonald's.
It's McDonald's. Who is thinking about music at McDonald's?
There is no dance floor.
You are thinking about putting something in your pie hole.
He's like a jukebox on the Flintstones.
Oh, my God. After Rosenberg's WJFK show was canceled last year, he started conducting interviews and posting them on YouTube. here you go. Neither Rosenberg, here's the biggest load of crap in all of this, Mike. Neither Rosenberg nor Montoya would disclose how much the DJ gig pays. But Rosenberg says his fee is comparable to what his colleagues in large nightclubs around the city pull in.
Oh, BS!
Between $200 and $400 a night. I'm friends with the guys who spin at Club Love. I know what they make. I'm doing just fine.
Wow.
God. What can I say? Good things happen to good people.
Amen, brother.
That's all I can say. Peter, I know you were mad at me and you held some resentment towards me. I hope you realize now that God had a plan for you. When one door closes, another door opens. The door of radio closed on you, and the door of entertaining people while they're waiting to buy French fries opened up for you.
Congratulations.
And not only that, you've got the cherry time slot of 1 to 4 a.m.
1 to 4, when people really are not
at
thinking.
At McDonald's.
And, for those that have engaged in late.
He's a DJ at McDonald's.
For those who have engaged in late night dining,
uh-huh.
That's when you're really thinking about music.
Entertainment, sure.
You know, you're not focused on just getting your eat on at that particular time.
You know what's closer to real radio is like CVS radio.
Yes.
Have you ever been like in a CVS and you're listening?
Yeah, where they're playing the actually have DJs.
You're listening to the Muzak, and all of a sudden it goes. Hey, it's CBS Radio.
Check out our specials on Combs in the back corner.
Combs by Ace.
59 cents this week at CVS. I want to send this one out to any tool that's working at McDonald's right now.
You never find.
And not like Kevin Federline working at McDonald's, no.
As long as
I'm talking about being a disc jockey at McDonald's.
Hey, he works the crowd. Take a request.
He occasionally takes the mic. You know who else has a good radio show? Who's that? Oski at Best Buy. You ever heard Oski on the Best Buy radio network?
Oh, yeah, the guy from Summer of 42.
Yeah. He's good.
Voice.
But you can't get French fries.
No, you can't get. I wonder if he, hey, do you think he has the free food deal?
Oh, sure. That's how he does better than the DJs at the clubs.
That's right.
Anyway. A quarter pounder is just, it just steps away.
That's right.
That's goddamn funny. That might be the greatest goddamn thing I've ever seen. Hold on. Here we go.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Maybe he can work his way up to the CVS radio network. Have you ever heard that? When you're at CVS drugstores?
Oh, my God.
They play music, and they come on and do an ad, and then they go, thanks for listening to the CVS radio network.
Oh, my God.
He's not doing this as a joke.
No, he's not.
No. It's true.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
I guess you don't
God.
Shop at CVS.
Oh, Joe.
Joe, I swear to Christ, you're not doing this as a joke.
Well, maybe he can work his way up.
No.
Joe,
no.
Did you hear what he just said?
So you work on this show, right?
Yeah.
You listen to the show?
Right.
Did you hear it today when we were railing at people saying, don't call with something that we've just talked about?
Oh, did you hear that Anna Nicole Smith died?
No.
No. Joe.
Oh, dear.
Joe, really, seriously.
I must have lost it in the hallway.
Joe. I mean, right here. It was like, hey, it's CBS Radio.
Look at Johnny Norman who just gave me that look.
Buy yourself some Ace Combs. 39 cents. Ace Combs, CVS Radio. Better than McDonald's radio. Better than working at McDonald's. And not like Kevin Federline. I just said that.
You never find.
You know, I'm doing a cable network cooking
show. Get out of here, you retard. I swear to God, you're as bad as one of our listeners.
I wonder if Joe heard the part where you and Mike said you don't have the ability to fire people.
Joe!
Of all the Joes in the world.
How do you not hear it if you're here in the building?
Hi, the delay. Joe!
It's louder in the hallway than it is back there.
Hi, Joe!
I blame the delay.
Yeah. No, I got up at 5:30 this morning. Hi, Joe.
I don't know what's more embarrassing, that or the fact that Peter Rosenberg is playing records at a McDonald's now.
What just happened is more embarrassing based on today's show.
Does Peter need a call screener?
Anyway, there you go. There's another branch of the Don and Mike tree going out and getting it done.
I tell you, I'm hungry for some burgers right now.
Congratulations.
I really am.
Congratulations on that cherry gig and the 1,000. You can tell you made $400 a week. So that'd be $1,600 a month.
Congratulations.
To Peter Rosenberg.
Not bad. He deserves every penny.
What a cherry gig, Peter.
Because people are dying to be entertained.
Almost $22,000 a year.
One till four.
How's that contract with the Hamburglar working out for you?
Oh, man, the McPete LT.
You know, there's pathetic and there's pathetic.
Yeah.
There's wanting to be in radio, then there's clinging to the edges of being in radio. I would think if you're playing records at a McDonald's...
Well, Jesus, get a club gig.
You wouldn't want anybody to know about it. You wouldn't want the city paper to know this. But
he's comparing himself to the club DJ.
Yeah, well, I know what they make it. Club Love.
Yeah, Club Love. I know the guys at Club Love, so he can't even get a gig at the clubs.
Apparently not.
No, he can't.
Wow.
Well, Peter, I tell you what, when you're down at 2:30 in the morning on Saturday morning and you get some drunk homeless AIDS guy coming into McDonald's looking all skeevy and coming up to you and talking to you and touching you and everything, why don't you rave out about me a little bit? But when you get that guy who just reeks of AIDS you know what I mean? The guy that's like, yeah, I would like some coffee, please. At that point, why don't you stand up and give yourself indignant, righteous BS crap about how I ruined your life, you stupid tool?
That should be an interesting show.
He's working at a McDonald's now.
From 1 a.m. till 4 a.m.
He's a DJ at McDonald's.
They do have the best coffee.
He's a DJ at McDonald's.
You can't write it.
No, you can.
You can't write
it. You can't.
Well, just think, he'd be nowhere if they hadn't gone to those 24-hour, hours that they keep. Isn't that good news?
Do you think this is going to be like a radio thing where, you know, in radio, you work your way up the ladder. Mm-hmm. You think maybe he's saying, God, I play my cards right.
there is a Taco Bell on New York Avenue. Mm-hmm. Man, would I rock that joint. And imagine this if he's saying...
No, I think really this is it for him. If he doesn't succeed here, he's going to have to be in the subway. He's going to have to be down in the subway.
Now, do you mean subway sandwich shops?
No, not subway sandwich shops. I mean the actual metro.
Like it'll be a performance artist.
Yes, he'll be down there, you know, doing that. You know, some people play the tambourine and sing. Some people play the saxophone. He'll be down there with an open guitar case and his laptop.
He needs to give.
Playing iTunes.
An open laptop.
Hope they have wireless capability down there. Wi-Fi.
Got your Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Everybody waiting for the 3 a.m. train to nowhere.
Man, I'm so wasted. That was a good time. I think I'm going to have a McFlurry. Who the F is that? Turn that crap down, man.
Hey, I'm Peter Rosenberg, baby.
Don and Mike ruined my life. Don Geronimo is fat. He's a big, fat son of a bitch.
What? Oh, I got to keep my voice down? I'm sorry about that. Oh, how are those fries?
Hey, look, buddy. I'm the assistant manager here. That's the manager went home at 8 o'clock at night. I want you to actually keep that down below the Muzak level, okay?
Hold on. I got the best one. You be him, and I'll be a customer.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm Peter Rosenberg. How you doing?
Yeah. Nice to meet Peter.
Yeah, hi.
This is not the best breakfast I've ever had.
It said 100% guaranteed, you moron. Oh, my God.
Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
Hey, listen, man, I know you like playing those tunes, but there's really, like, nobody here right now, and we wondered if you want to help us clean up in the back.
That's right, because you know at a McDonald's where everybody is making $8 an hour, they're going to pay some out-of-work disc jockey schmuck $400
a week
to come in the middle of the night and play iTunes that are heard only by people who are waiting in line to get their hamburgers.
He wouldn't specifically say what he's getting paid.
No. I'm getting about what Club Love gets.
$400 in small 50-cent coupons.
McDonald's money.
Well, it's too great. You can't write that. It's just too bad that won't be the lead story today because of all the Anna Nicole Smith stuff.
Well, you know, his strategy was to, say rotten things about other disc jockeys, so I guess it didn't work out for him too well.
No, are you kidding? Like, he's got the last laugh. Who's got the cherry gig at McDonald's?
Bingo!
At 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, huh?
Yes.
Who's got that cherry gig?
Yeah, you know, you might call that failure. I call that dedication to one's craft.
And Peter, I just say it's bad luck for you that on the day that this momentous news was announced, I'm sorry it will be dwarfed by the passing of Anna Nicole Smith. Otherwise, this would have been top fold headline news.
Oh, sure. This would have been right there to gotten to all three major networks. Would have been incredible.
All five networks. How will you blame this on me, Peter? And when you get fired from this job at McDonald's, how will you blame that on me as well?
He will. He'll find a way.
How will you blame that on
me? He will find a way. And not to mention, he'll blame his weight gain on you also. 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, right before you turn in. Because you know he's done there, unless he's not staying up all day.
How you doing?
He's getting back from Mickey D's with his, you know, with his McDonald's.
Time for a backwards skate.
Quarter pound.
Who's fault is the heart attack?
Hey, dollar menu time. It's dollar menu time.
Man, I got some ketchup in my keyboard. Damn it. Damn it to hell.
Current time. 2:46.
Paul Marie.
Paul Marie.
Paul Marie.
I want to say hi to everybody over in the corner by the men's room. Don't forget, put your trays in the plastic protective area. Kiss
me once. I bet he gets a few pukers every night, too.
And before you ask, there is ketchup and there is mustard. You just got to ask for it.
Occasionally, he takes the microphone.
Occasionally.
The microphone. Like, you couldn't just raise your voice. Hey, how are you?
Oh, dear.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue. And really, I can't stop thinking, what's next? Jack in the Box? What has he already landed at the McDonald's is the biggest, right?
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, you've already made it to the top.
Right.
You know, anything else would be at best a lateral move.
Sure.
Burger King,
right.
Subway, Quiznos.
Yep. You'd have to step up to TGI Fridays. Well, it might be actually hanging out at the clubs and saying, hey, you guys having an after party? Can I come to your house?
How you doing?
Thank you. I'll work for beer.
How you doing? I'm Peter Rosenberg.
Nice to be here.
It's 2:47 in the morning, and I'm doing a DJ show here at McDonald's.
Hey, come on. Come on now. He deserves Don, he deserves a break today.
Touche. That's it. Sermon over. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. See that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Learn it.
Learn it.
Live it.
Know it.
Live it.
Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
It's the BME Award winning Don and Mike Show.
Corners on the griddle.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Going through the phone book, if it was like in real radio,
right?
I'm going to get off this topic for a second. That you're looking for your next gig, and rather than look in the trade magazines or talk to your friends, like you get out the yellow pages and you go, restaurants, fast food, Dairy Queen. Hello, Mr. Cleaver. This is Peter Rosenberg. I'm DJing at McDonald's, and I was wondering if you'd like me to DJ at Dairy Queen.
I'd like to move up. Not necessarily the location, but the time slot. I'm looking for a morning drive gig, if that's possible.
Hello, Taco Bell. Hi, Peter Rosenberg. I've been doing overnights at a McDonald's, and I'm really looking to move up into one of the drive times. I don't mind going to a Carl's Jr. or a Hardee's.
You got something early evening at the BK?
I want to say I don't work with other members of my of a broadcast team. So if you hire me at Wendy's to do the midday shift, it's just got to be me.
Yeah, I got a reputation as a loose cannon. Can you please just give me a shot? How's about it, huh? Please? Oh, you don't have anything? Well, it's back to 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Hello, Chick-fil-A. Well, you're not open on Sundays.
Sparrow? the mall won't allow it?
The pizza place in the mall.
Okay, I understand completely.
Hello, is this Dulles Airport? Yes. Is this the kiosk that sells Cinnabons?
Hey, is this the walk and roll buffet? Thank you very much.
Hello, is this Orange Julius?
Old Country, is there any way you could let me in from like noon to 4 on Sunday? It's your high traffic time, and we'd like to get some dancing going.
It's great to be with you at Sonic tonight. My name's Pete. How are you doing?
Now, All-American Burger, that would be a place where you'd hear that.
Yes, it would.
All-American Burger.
Goddamn. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say real quick, Peter Rosenberg. Yes. I used to listen to his show from 10 to whenever it was on.
Yeah, right, man. He's at McDonald's now.
I know. It's a little bit trifling. His show really wasn't all that great to begin with. I think he probably would have chopped off all of his limbs to be black if he could.
Yeah, I don't even know that much about the guy or what he did on his show.
I really didn't get a chance to listen to that.
All he spoke about was his girlfriend and professional wrestling.
Yeah.
So,
and you can tell it worked out really well for him because he's now doing overnights at a McDonald's.
Well,
the
good news is you'll get the chance to hear that in a more intimate setting, which I think is he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And what's next after that? After you conquer the fast food world?
Well, that's the good news.
How
what's next, Don, is a lateral move.
But hold on,
it just means he's not going to be playing records anymore. But he doesn't have to change locations. He can walk right behind the counter, and he'll be all set.
Like, I see him branching out of hello, Tiger Mart customers. Hello, what's Circle K? That's another
Circle
one.
Circle K.
I'm thinking about gas.
Wawa could be big.
You know what? That's like close to a radio station. You could actually put on a resume, WAWA.
If you move the hostess location, you've actually got a very nice dance floor. Just move the Twinkies out of the one aisle, and you can get a little 2x2 area for, well, one couple to dance.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, hi.
Hi.
I don't mean to steal Buzz's thunder, but did he hear about Anna Nicole Smith?
Oh, no. Please, God, no.
Are you joking?
No.
No. Honey, oh, we went through this.
Look, you're making Mike cry now, or is that just your cold, Mike?
Eject.
No, that's no, tears. No.
Hold on,
that's
tears. Don't go
anywhere. Do not say eject yet.
Please stay.
We've worked our way through this problem.
Mm-hmm. It's obvious that you're not a devoted listener.
You don't care.
We've been on the show today for 3 hours alone.
We had a whole discipline session with callers that were calling about Anna Nicole because we were all over the story.
Mm-hmm. And here is the brand new motto that we thought of for people just like you.
Now listen, I really want you to listen to this, okay?
And this is for people like you, honey, when you hear something like Anna Nicole Smith, that she's passed away, and trust me, we know it. We're in the business, we know it. But if you ever feel the need, here's our new slogan.
When you hear or see breaking news happen,
wait 24 hours.
And then don't call.
The Don and Mike Show.
You got it?
I understand. I apologize. It will never happen again.
God bless you.
Let's
switch it up. I like doing the other part sometimes, too.
Go ahead.
When you hear or see breaking news,
wait 24 hours.
And then don't call.
Got it?
Thank you.
You got to say it like that in your...
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
And God bless.
Beautifully done.
And she did want to steal my thunder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, I was wondering if you think the McDonald test, Peter sitting next to that Ronald McDonald character on the bench.
The big Ronald.
Oh, you know, that's an interesting point, though, getting back to what Buzz said. When they call to say, I don't want to steal Buzz's thunder.
Just before the news.
They're calling specifically
right.
to steal Buzz's thunder.
I think so.
Yeah. And that's an asshat move.
Yeah,
hello.
We call that the Murphy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, isn't there a stage and some speakers at Hank's Look Around Cafe that he could use?
As we said earlier, the positions are filled.
And Mike, at your joint, you hire a real club disc jockey.
Yes.
You don't hire someone who plays records at a McDonald's.
We have three.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, the positions are filled.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, can anybody give me Rosenberg's number? I got a job for him.
Where?
I know the manager at C-Mart. Her name is Patricia Heaton.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We'll let that one go. He's
that was
trying.
Okay.
Yeah. That guy's trying. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, I know how the DJ brings down the big money at McDonald's.
How's that?
They have them monitor the ball pit, too. Make sure the kids don't wear the shoes in there.
Only if it's one of those McDonald's that actually has the amusement park.
That it is.
Do you think he takes the wireless microphone around and somebody's like, make a more than 245? Can you find me? I'm in the ballroom right now. Find me and win a free pack of French fries.
Hey, what do you mean this is only for kids? We're going to get some of the adults, say they're drunk, and they're going to come in here and do this. Come on, let's go.
How are you doing, Washington?
Hey, where are you hiding? This is Peter Rosenberg. I'm up here in the giant tube. Hope you can find me.
How are you doing, Washington? Only 2 hours until the McGriddles are hot.
Peter Rosenberg, your favorite McDJ here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
McDJ.
That's maybe the worst crash landing in the history of radio.
I think so.
It's a pretty strange happenstance. I've never heard of it before.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, do you guys think that all the media is giving so much coverage to Anna Nicole dying because she's white?
You know what? There
That's
you go.
Funny. That is funny.
Thank you. Someone who listened to the whole show today gets
Absolutely.
The Rush Limbaugh thing.
Very good. You went all the way back to Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What is your name, my friend?
Will.
Will, any idea where you're calling from?
Arlington.
Will, we have a... Hold on. Thank you, Rob.
You know, what have we given Will?
This is a great prize, but I don't know why we cheap it out. Why is it a $45 gift certificate? Why can't some dumbass just add $5 to make it
$50? This I can't answer. You don't like 45?
45, it should be a round number.
Yeah.
They should be in increments of 50.
That's odd.
They are really. That's just the way it should be.
I'll throw in
$5. When you go to the store, what's it for? What store?
You want a $45 gift certificate to the original Steakhouse and Sports Theater
mm-hmm.
in the Broadlands Shopping Center in Ashburn. Go to their website, originalsteakhouse.net. It's a great place, but the point is, $45.
Hell, no tip.
Make it 50.
Round it up.
Make it 50. All right, you get that. Have a good time. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Good job, Will.
Let me see. We did not get tomorrow. We're going to have to get to this guy.
Live from Little City Studios in Palatine, Illinois, it's the Merrill Howard Kalin Show with the host and star of the show, the great gourmet himself, Merrill Kalin.
Welcome.
Hi, this is the Mayor Howard Kalin Show, and I am the host, is Mayor Howard Kalin.
And you know what's sad? This guy is more happening in media than Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, and he can cook.
This cat is at least on cable access.
Right.
He's not down at 7-Eleven cooking his chicken.
No.
And so for tonight is how to cook chicken.
Chicken.
We will get to that tomorrow. And also we've got, the drunk Joan Crawford interview that we'll get to tomorrow as well.
Ms. Crawford, this is the first time I can ever remember you being out of action in your career.
I'm never out of action. I'm doing a six-city tour, and you're sweet to come down here.
I understand you are going to make a movie with an Italian production company. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Are you bored?
No. Where did you find her, Miss Crawford?
Oh, I always pick up children.
Well, are you going to continue with the movie?
I start June 1.
How are you going to do it with your legs in a cast?
Take the cast off and walk in like a soldier.
That is Mommy Dearest. I know a lot of you might think that's a tribute to Anna Nicole Smith.
No.
That is Joan Crawford.
Take the cast off and walk in like a soldier.
All right, we'll hear that on tomorrow's show. What else did we get to today? Is this Billy Bush tape any good?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear this.
The old hands in the pants trick worked wonders.
Excuse me?
Hey, BB. It's Billy Bush. Hey, guys.
They're doing like a 10-part series. Is he on Access Hollywood? Is that him?
The old hands in the pants trick worked wonders.
He can't
Excuse me?
He can't sing, so they're making him record a pop record, and they're taking us through every step.
Oh, that's right. I've seen a little of that.
Yeah, well, then I think today's tape of the day, if we're getting all the new tapes out, this has got to be the winner, right?
Hi, Joe!
Yes, especially with that last segment.
That's the winner. That's the guy we'll hear tomorrow on the show, and Joan Crawford on the show. We never got to our Harry Potter thing today.
Right.
That's a troubling tape, too, though.
Richard Simmons?
Yeah.
Richard Simmons and kids.
Richard Simmons is still going strong, and he's working harder than ever. And today his focus is on the kids.
Uh-oh. Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Richard Simmons is still going strong, and he's working harder than ever. And today his focus is on the kids.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
Okay. Richard Simmons is still going strong, and he's working harder than ever, and today his focus is on the kids.
I like rape.
Oh, dear. Oh, Richard.
Well,
yes.
Here we go. It's time for the new show.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
We'll get to Francis right after
this. This is the Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, lick it.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
Just the dot. Now here's Buzz. Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Out of Francis first.
I don't know if you've heard, but Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Uh-oh.
Incredible!
The former Playboy playmate.
Smelling my belly button.
Collapsed in a Florida hotel room today. It's actually the Hard Rock in Hollywood. Born Vicki Lynn Hogan, she was 39 years old. There will be an autopsy tomorrow.
Not funny.
The 911 call was made by her nurse. Husband Howard K. Stern was reportedly at her side at the time.
Robin.
So he was there when she took the drugs.
I will find out more tomorrow.
Right. Wasn't he there when the son died?
I believe he was.
What a coincidence.
Don't let your son go down on me, as Elton John sings.
That's right.
I was just telling Mike during the break, we were discussing this story. And Mike said, what about the littlest, you know, not the kid.
She has a newborn.
Not the kid that just, not the grown-up kid that died.
Right.
Right. The newborn. I said to Mike, I bet that kid is put in a cardboard box of Bahama Island or wherever the hell they are.
Yeah.
And like, there you go, son. You ever see the movie Castaway?
Bye-bye.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I'm just going to roll around naked with your dead mom's money now.
Unbelievable.
NASA says it's going to review the way it psychologically screens candidates for its astronaut program. Now that one of the shuttle astronauts has been charged with attempted murder after driving cross-country in a diaper, that's probably a good idea.
Didn't she actually go into space, too?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Discovery astronaut. Yeah.
On the space shuttle?
Right.
She was talking to kids about those.
Bless you.
I think that actually can twist your brain. It can make your brain juices bad when you go into space.
There's some talk about that, but I don't know. A better screening might not have predicted that Lisa Nowak would try to get medieval on a romantic rival, but it couldn't hurt.
You know, both you guys have got, like, vish, runny booger noses.
Yeah. Well, I may have a trace of a cold. I'm still fighting it off. I don't know if I succeeded yet or not.
I'm on the Zycam right now.
Mike is just
it's working.
Had the,
it's working wonders.
Sounds
for me.
Good.
He's had the runny snots all day.
All day.
All day. And at least have you been using new Kleenexes?
Yeah, I got fresh ones right over here.
Good for you.
I got me a box. I got my Purell.
Good for you.
I've got Purell, and I had in my pocket was a Zycam swab that I put on the inside of my nose. And incidentally, for those of you that might be thinking about different remedies,
yeah.
It did absolutely dick.
But you know what? I'm glad you said that because I thought all show. I thought you'd just been, like, picking at something.
No.
I didn't realize that you actually had some contraption.
That was a swab.
Okay.
That you're supposed to... I'm going to use a different version of it, which is just the regular spray, which you can go to more often.
That should be better.
It looked like it was just a finger going in.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. No, I was... they say that you're supposed to swab the inside of your nose and then press down for 5 seconds. That's what you were... What do you think? I was just, like, massaging my nostrils?
You've been blowing your nose a lot,
yes.
And you've been sneezing a lot today.
I have, yes.
And, you know, I feel for you, because... Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get sick.
Well, and I don't get them very often. Mm-hmm. I think I get them less than anybody on the show.
True.
And so, hey, this is, like, my first one in a couple of years, and they really tend to piss me off.
I know.
They had a moment where it looked like you were just...
Because, you know, this stuff, too...
Digging for gold.
You know how I've been using this stuff?
Well,
like, long before, I mean, I've been, you know, going crazy.
You're not using the Purell right. You're
what
supposed
you
to drink it.
No. I will. I'll drink it. And I actually was using it in suppository form.
And yeah, there you go. And yes, since you brought it up, Mike, NASA says it will investigate whether being in space has some undiscovered effect on an astronaut's brain. How many here think space dust made her do it?
Screws up your brain juices.
Uh-huh. And wouldn't we be embarrassed if aliens were watching all this? Yeah, here I go again. The mysterious lights spotted nearly 10 years ago over Phoenix... We're back this week.
Boop, 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 boop.
Right over downtown Phoenix.
I'm building a pyramid of mud in my kitchen.
Bum, 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 lined up in a perfect... Have some mashed potatoes. These lights were
close
lined
encounters
up.
Of the third kind.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you all very much.
If you feel like you've seen it, you have.
And they take Dick Dreyfuss with them.
Mm-hmm. He gets to go in the end.
In one version, yeah.
And the other lady gets her little boy back.
Actually,
he's been on the spaceship.
These lights over Phoenix were lined up in a perfect row for a very long time. Local phone system went crazy, people calling TV and police stations. The TV stations in Phoenix have been running some pretty clear photographs of these lights. The nearby Yuma Marine Base says, easy to explain. Amber-colored flares suspended by parachutes used as targets for a training mission.
Tampa.
People in Phoenix spotted a huge object with the same lights in March of 97, one of the best documented UFO sightings in recent history.
Hey, Buzz.
So that's it. That's all we know now.
Which do you think would be a better gig?
All right.
I'm thinking about when me and Mike go up to Atlantic City in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to take the New Jersey Turnpike, or you get off on that part of 95 that has all the state-run restaurants.
Right.
Which would be better? Being a disc jockey at a rest stop, at the state rest stop.
Roy at the Rogers, Maryland House.
Yeah, at the Roy Rogers or at the Arthur Treacher's.
That's tough.
Which do you think has...
I think you'd get a hipper crowd at the Arthur Treacher's because they're going against the system.
And would that gig be better than being the all-night DJ at a McDonald's from 1 to 4 a.m. on Saturday night?
The all-night McDJ.
Stop, look, and listen. Before you cross the street, use your eyes, use your ears, and then use your feet. It's good advice for kids and everyone else, but in New York State, some lawmakers want to ban the use of iPods by pedestrians crossing streets. If State Senator Carl Krueger gets his way, that's a $100 fine.
Same you know, Buzz, yes. About the whole thing, I know we started the show with this today. But
this is your point, yes.
This is just like... People who are uptight that mommies are getting together and having play dates
with
and having a glass of wine.
Right.
You can't smoke if you have a kid in the car. You can't smoke in the house. You got a kid in the car. You know,
can't smoke in Atlantic City now.
All of you people that are Well, not everywhere in Atlantic City.
I was watching that today. They were talking about that on Regis.
There are designated areas that we
25%
in Atlantic City. Here's my question, though. I'm like, I take it kind of, you know, when we go to Atlantic City,
you wigged out a little bit.
Don't do that to him.
I cannot gamble.
He wigged out. He just wigged out.
I cannot gamble without a big cigar. I cannot.
Right. I know.
I can't do it.
A lot of people can.
These people who are saying you can't drink while you're watching your kids.
Right, right.
You can't smoke if your kids are around.
Right.
What I want to see is...
They will never take our freedom.
And this new thing that you just mentioned, where again...
iPods while crossing the streets, or cell phones, or BlackBerry.
Okay. The kids that all these people are making these rules for everybody else with, let me see how good their kids turned out.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your own seed before you start worrying about everybody else's goddamn seed.
Well, I understand that the legislature, the people that did the legislation, it was authored by Andy Reid. His kids turned out so well. That was my joke.
Here's a quote from the guy sponsoring this proposal. He says, "We're talking about people tuned out to the world around them. They're walking into speeding cars, buses, and each other." So he's concerned about safety.
This whole thing about kids and drinking, this is coming at a bad time because Robert is just now old enough to tell my beer from Carrie's kind of beer. So when I send him for another one at night, he doesn't bring me a Yingling. He brings me a Beck's because he's good boy.
Good
and smart.
Which one would he prefer? Hey, you know, I got into that show Lost last night. I watched the primer for it.
Good.
And then I watched it. Best scene of a guy getting hit by a bus I have ever seen.
Yeah.
The absolute... Did you see that last night, Buzz?
I've seen the whole series. So
oh,
yeah, I've
my
seen it.
God, this was incredible. He's sitting there and he's having this casual conversation with his ex-wife and he said, "Well, listen, if that's the way you feel," and he turns his back to her and all of a sudden, bam! And you just see the bus and the guy is absolutely gone and you see like a shoe floating up in the air.
Remember, that's how they got Falco. Falco died in a bus accident.
And isn't that the best plane crash?
Edie Falco?
No, Falco who sang Rock the Amadeus.
The Rock the Amadeus. I forgot that he was killed in a bus accident.
He will be missed.
You mean that wasn't the first Falco you thought of?
I thought, like, my God, they're talking about Carmen Soprano.
No, I'm talking about, Rock the Amadeus.
Falco.
And if you've ever wanted to ram your car into a driver who was too busy talking on their cell phone to merge or move forward, this story is for you.
Okay.
In Peoria, Arizona, police are looking for whoever intentionally rammed another vehicle toward oncoming traffic. The victim says the attacker was yelling at him to hang up. The two men continued to argue and curse at each other.
Hi, Joe!
While they both kept driving.
So good.
The white pickup that was attacked was forced over the median into the oncoming lanes, causing a couple of narrow misses. The attacking truck that's the subject of a police search is a newer GM pickup that probably has some damage on its left side. The Vic says the perp had Vietnam veteran stickers and a baseball bat on his dashboard.
Yes, indeed, the rivalry continues, but this time on Peyton's turf. As expected, a raucous...
Where did he just say, "Hi, this is Jim Mann"?
I thought that was that one.
Oh.
That's a hard
Jim Nance.
It's good to be with you, sir, and...
Jim Nance.
It's good to be with you, sir, and...
Jim Nance.
It's good to be with you, sir, and...
Speaking of rage issues, O.J. Simpson has been barred from spending any of his If I Did It advance money. At least for now, it's a temporary restraining order. Who knows how much, if any, of the $1 million he's already spent. Ron Goldman's dad convinced the judge to issue the TRO. For what it's worth, the order keeps Simpson from, quote, transferring, conveying, expending, liquidating, hiding, concealing, or otherwise disposing of proceeds from the book.
The bottom line is he's guilty, was guilty, still is guilty, and will always be guilty of murder.
But that is Fred Goldman.
In making this ruling, the judge said there's nothing he can do to keep Simpson from shopping that book to a different publisher now.
Ah, but no one in their right mind is going to pick that thing.
No way. Oh, we found Daniel Baldwin. I'll tell you where when we come
back. Oh, good tease.
He's the Baldwin that likes our show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the goofy Baldwin.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you sponsored here, Buzz?
Simply Cow Teeth, the Don and Mike Show.
This segment of Buzz's News brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Buy the little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. That's www.eDiamonds.com. Or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Instructions for above. eDiamonds.com should be said eDiamonds.com. Don't refer to the hyphen in the name.
just in the spelling of the web address.
The hyphen.
And Buzz, I understand that you got a news tip during the commercials.
I did. I got a phone call from my lovely wife, Marcia, who, guess what her first words were?
I love you, and I'm waiting dinner on you.
It's a very good guess, Don, but no, that's not what she said.
Did she say...
Yeah, what?
Anna Nicole Smith is dead?
She did. She did.
Well. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance, and welcome to Super Bowl's Greatest Commercials 2007.
Hello, friends.
She's been working all day and hadn't had a chance to hear the show yet.
Seems to be a lot of that going around today.
Oh, especially that's good. Today.
So good.
Isn't it?
So good. So what will you do tonight? Will you get a couple of rolls of quarters and put them in a tube sock and swing them about your head like a banshee?
No, we don't talk about that.
Taking around a little 900-mile drive.
Remember, I'm nice.
You teach you a dance. It's called the Sock Full of BB's Polka.
I forgot. Hey. Whenever I'm talking about putting something in a sock,
yeah,
swinging it around, I should have gone right.
The Grandmaster.
Should have gone right to the source.
Boom.
Right. The BB's, they hold their shape better. And the quarters are more expensive.
Less evidence. Yes, we have found Daniel Baldwin. He's not on the lam, even though he is wanted for failure to appear on a car theft charge in California. Danny's in Detroit filming a movie called Little Red Devil. He says he's clean and sober and working, quote, real hard on my career and being a productive member of society.
Sit down, Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
Danny Baldwin.
No word on how he'll work out that little legal problem back in California.
Danny.
And so what did you say to Marcia when she called and well-meaning said, you know, hello, sweetheart, did you know Anna Nicole Smith is dead?
I said, thank you. We know that already. Can we talk about this later? I'll tell you why it's funny. That's where we left it.
So. I just realized something.
What's that?
Do you remember when you were talking earlier in the show and my phone rang?
Yeah.
That was Carla.
Calling to tell you the same thing?
I'll confirm it for tomorrow's show.
Find it.
Or I could confirm it right now, but I'll try to confirm it for tomorrow's show.
I think it'll be knuckle sandwiches served for dinner tonight.
A lot of that going around tonight.
We can't.
That really makes me mad.
This cannot be an internal problem. I mean, it's one thing for our listeners to be this way, but when our spouses and our girlfriends,
right,
or your spouse and your girlfriend are being this way.
Sure. Especially when we're doing this little thing called a radio show that's broadcast to everybody.
And you know,
I'm not going to throw her under the bus without
physical,
you really
know. Physical. It's time to get physical.
15 minutes after you were yelling at the caller,
yeah,
my mother called.
Ah, so our families, all our families.
So it's really not a spouse issue, it's a gender issue.
So even your mom called with that.
Yeah, but my family's freaky about celebrity death, but still. Not good. I'll speak to
it's
her.
It's a bad,
very, very difficult situation.
A bad sign.
Now, here is a real question for you, Rob.
Okay.
Would you give your mom the BB's sock?
If it's called for.
Fair answer.
She hit me when I misbehaved.
Right.
Turnabout is fair play.
She hit me.
That's actually
not hard.
That's going to be actually. He hit me. That's going to be Carrie's autobiography.
She has it on a jersey.
All right. Well, touche. You win. Yes, you would hit your mom. Okay.
Only if it's called for.
Only
she is so well behaved. Clean, articulate. My mama.
An oven that really bakes pastry for little children. What could possibly go wrong? For the first time in their 40-year history...
Oh,
Mike's phone is ringing.
Text message.
Oh, it's a text. What does it say?
What does it say?
Please share.
I'll let you look at it.
Pass it over.
Please share this message.
Okay, hold on. From Carla.
Message Anna Nicole died.
What time was it?
4:35. And it says on the top, text message. Urgent.
Urgent.
Oh,
urgent.
My. It's urgent.
There we go.
Can you men please control your bitches? I am speaking to you about your wife, you about your girlfriend, and you about your mother. Please control your bitches.
I think we broke the Anna Nicole story at 4:05.
No, Buzz had actually the first inkling at about 3:20 when...
Right.
Yeah, but we had the death. Because it was after the cyst.
But I'm going to go on Buzz's original... Showbiz bulletin.
He had the bulletin that they were actually pumping her chest, taking her out.
The yelling began at 4:33.
That's 4:33?
That's when the people started to call. Remember, that's when we started talking about C-Mart, and that's when the helpers started
control
calling.
Your bitches. Gentlemen, control your bitches. You don't see any of my bitches calling up. You don't see my mother-in-law calling up. You don't see my girlfriend calling up.
They're tied up in the basement,
control
right?
Your bitches.
For the first time in their 40-year history, the Easy Bake Oven is being recalled.
Oh, my God.
Even though the oven, which uses heat generated by a light bulb, is recommended for kids 8 and over.
Good.
A handful of kids under the age of 6 have gotten their little fingers caught inside the oven, leaving them, you know, burned.
There's one in my house.
Yeah, I have one.
You have an Easy Bake Oven?
Yes.
Oh, your daughters had one.
Yeah, they do.
Still do.
They were never burned, however.
As just like at Rob's house, we cooked our Thanksgiving turkey.
EasyBake.com is sending out retro kits to keep those germy little fingers out of the dangerous part of the oven.
They make great ribs.
You know, you're never too old. You're never too old.
Hey, bring that in for me, will you?
Oh, your Showtime rotisserie?
Yeah, yeah, I really want it now. I really do. I just thought of that just now. I really want it. I want to cook on it this
I've
weekend.
I've only had it for 2 months. We can give it to you for Christmas.
Keep your fingers
I'll bring it
out
in
of
tomorrow.
It.
Bring it to me.
I'll put your fingers in it.
Because, you know, if you bring it to me tomorrow, that means that I'll cook something this weekend. And everybody will be pleased.
You are never too old to want to pat Terry Hatcher on the ass. That's what 82-year-old former President George Herbert Walker Bush did this week at a charity do.
Oh, hello.
I have seen the video. There's no mistake. There's nothing innocent about this.
Wouldn't be prudent, Buzz.
It was a good old-fashioned coppa feel, just as he was kissing her on the cheek of her face. Bush was in town feeling manly after getting the Ronald Reagan of Freedom Award. He and the Desperate Housewives star had just finished having lunch together.
I feel like it should grab a little feel here.
The battle axe was nowhere to be found.
For the president, they're real and they're spectacular.
Thanks so much for allowing me to just grab a little handful of your cottage cheese, but I don't notice there is any.
Did you see any of the video from that presentation?
No.
Because Nancy Reagan put the medal on him, and I swear her wig looks like it's a hat that's too big for her now.
It's a wig?
I mean, it's horrifying. If you called her real fast and she turned, her wig would stay still.
Kissy kiss, Terry. Kissy kiss.
And that story brings us to the tick finder of Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Tick finder?
Yeah. 39-year-old Michael Nurr has been arrested on 4 charges of assault after doing inappropriate things to women's bottoms. And he could spend serious time behind bars for this. Mike, who co-owns a tree service, also apparently loves the women who own trees, kind of a trunk man, according to some of his female customers. Mike became known as the tick man because his M.O. was to tell a woman he had spotted a tick on her backside.
His M.O.
When she freaked out at the news of the insect, Mike makes his move, reaching for the tick and pinching. One woman says he even pulled down her shorts a bit. After he declared, "I got it," she says, she didn't see any tick.
That's great.
And that brings us to Christina Aguilera and her naked Sundays. Christina,
yeah.
She and her husband, a music executive, spend some of their Sundays in the nude. She says cooking together in the nude has spiced up more than just their meals. The firm 26-year-old said all of this week on the Ellen DeGeneres talk show. "Nothing with grease," said Ellen, "nothing that could spatter." Well, replied Christina, unless you want grease.
Oh,
yeah.
Here is Christina Aguilera and her buckets.
We've got crazy things going on. I won't even go into the bucket situation we have for, you know, those moments. Yes, it happens. It definitely happens.
When what you got?
There's a number one bucket and a number two bucket, you know?
No.
You just, I mean, I'm not shy. We're all human, right?
Sure, why use the toilet when you're going to have a bucket right by your bed?
Talking about that
stage.
In sport.
Oh, I thought, let's see.
What's she talking about?
You ruined it for me. I thought she was talking.
I didn't want to ruin it.
I thought she was talking about, like, by her bed. She's saying that there's a bucket for number one and a bucket for number two.
Backstage?
Yeah,
if you listen to Rob, who wants to ruin a great joke,
yeah.
I say she's talking about her bed at home.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to walk the 3 feet to the bed.
We've got crazy things going on. I won't even go into the bucket situation we have for, you know, those moments. Yes, it happens. It definitely happens.
When what you got?
There's a number one bucket and a number two bucket, you know?
No.
You just, I mean, I'm not shy. We're all human, right?
Oh, that. Now we understand, so yeah. It's just like the things that we have here at the show.
Our number one bucket, our number two bucket.
Where's my number three bucket?
We've done that.
In sports, this week the NBA was shaken by the news that one of its former players is gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
What are the odds? Well, here are the odds. Even if we're conservative in our estimates, just under 3% of the general population is dyed-in-the-wool gay. There are over 350 NBA players, 600 NHL players, 750 Major League Baseball players and just over 1,900 NFL players.
Here's Gilbert Arenas of your Washington Wizards.
Yeah, I'm totally gay for you.
Using the 3% formula, that means there are 10 gays in the NBA, 17 in the NHL, 21 in Major League Baseball, and 54 in the NFL.
Here's Steve Nash of the Phoenix Suns.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
And finally, when kitty cats attack in Roanoke, Virginia, an elderly woman went outdoors in her bathrobe to get the newspaper. Suddenly, she was attacked by a cat.
Yeah.
Cats don't usually attack unless they have rabies.
Yeah, right.
This one, as it turns out, had rabies.
Yeah.
But the 85-year-old woman got the kitty out of her grill by grabbing its tail and swinging it round and round, hitting it repeatedly against the telephone pole. Remember, Mike, only because it had rabies.
All right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Swinging that cat around is very similar to putting the BBs in the tube sock.
Yeah, I mean, you could actually take care of two things at once if you didn't like cats.
Hey, I'll say to all of you guys, handle your bitches, okay? We'll meet here in 20 hours to discuss what's going on.
And kiss your good bitch for me.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey,
Joe, tonight's your turn to empty the bucket.
Hi, Joe.
Joe Nicole Smith.
And I'd like to say hi to Travis Nicole Smith back at the studio.
Hi, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.